I tell you guys, man, I've been a lot happier lately. Like I like to cook. I also like to do takeout. But I tell you, when I get home, I've been sprinkling sage on everything. I don't know. Do you guys know about sage? It
How's it go
smells
with ankle
good.
tilts?
Dude, it makes ankle tilts fantastic.
Not really a big sage guy.
Hey,
No?
if it's been making you that happy, Brian, I have a feeling that's not sage. Where did you get it from?
Well, it's funny. I bought it behind the grocery store.
Wait, does it have three leaves on it?
It did on the package, but you know, I'd never seen a sage plant before, so I don't know.
Did
Definitely
the guy that was selling it have a picture of a sage leaf on his hat?
No.
not.
No.
Did you buy it from Energon Addict?
No, man. Aaron Jag was in Jamaica, though. He said he was going to bring me some sage at NJCC, but he decided to go on vacation with his wife instead.
Yeah, he was going to bring you some Jamaican sage. It was Jamaican crazy.
Did you say
Wow.
Jamaican him crazy?
I did.
Oh,
I did it. I laid it out.
no.
I laid it out.
Can we restart the show? Cancel.
Yeah, we should just start
All right,
over
I'm going to
this.
stop broadcasting. I'm going to start a new link and we're going to start this
Hey,
all
listen,
over.
don't joke. Don't joke. Worst
It's
things have happened.
been a while.
Let's go ahead and get rolling here. Welcome to Enter the Realm, episode 107. What's up, party people? This is the Realm of Collectors video podcast. Audio, if you're listening on audio. This is our NJCC 2017 summer wrap-up show.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up, B. Wrap it up. Joining me tonight is a bunch of jackals. Going across the bottom of my Google Hangout screen, the loose cannon, the Brinkalizer,
That's
Brian
right.
Brink.
The loose cannon. I went shopping for some loose cannon today. I couldn't find any. But shout out to Ralph the Vendetta. We found that we do like another beer, so I picked up some Allagash White on the way home. I'm drinking it in my rock glass tonight.
Rock
Enjoying it.
glass. Rock glasses.
Coming up first. Wow.
Coming up first
Jesus.
again is Brian Brink.
I'm drinking a Diet Coke, and maybe I should be drinking something else. Coming up next is my very own personal Thunder Thief,
How about you
Young
put some
Daniel.
sage in some water and you just.
Young Daniel with the sage water.
Hi. What's happening, everyone? Man, wasn't NJCC wonderful? I loved it.
I'm glad you did. I'm glad you made the 42-hour trip.
Yeah, that
No,
was a
it was
great haul
great.
you got too.
Oh, dude, I
Yeah.
can't wait to show you what I got.
Dan traveled more than he was actually at the event. All right, up next is the king of cutoffs, Jay Roots.
Wasn't wearing the booty shorts
Yes.
again.
Hey guys, we actually have fans, and we met
We
them
did.
in person.
What?
We did.
They're real
We're
people.
fans.
There
They're real
are real
people.
people out there.
They
Not the
oscillate.
Chinese, people that we hired to like our page, but some real actual
We will get to that in due time. My
people.
brother from another hotel mother tonight, Kenny Prime.
Hello, everyone.
Holy
Hey,
shit.
Kenny.
What up, Kenny?
What up?
Why did the audio just jump up 3 million on?
Hello, Kenny.
Hey Kenny, did you check to make sure the iron was in good shape before you actually unpacked your bags?
You know, I found the iron and the ironing board like right after I found the light switch.
How excited are you that you don't have to iron a shirt every morning anymore?
Fucking excited.
Hey, hold on, look over your shoulder. Is that a bottle opener there on the wall? On that little pillar there?
You know, I think it is.
What do you know? Shout out the hotel to bottle
The
openers on the
door
wall.
swings open. I thought it was like something to latch the door to, but that actually looks like a bottle opener.
Who keeps their door open in a hotel?
I don't know.
Where you at
Yeah.
today? Where you
You'll see
we
when we
come
get to that
from?
rock party.
In Garden City on Long Island.
He's in Long Island. Shout out to Energon Addict. You can see where he how far he is.
I'm here for the week.
He's
I didn't know who else lived in the vicinity.
Yeah, Energon Addict's right there. And you got Queens right over the fucking border. You got fucking a lot of people out that way.
Hey, Kenny, my man, there's this group on Facebook called Realm of Collectors.
Realm?
Might have heard of it.
Realm.
Yes.
Realm?
Good place to hook up with some people.
Dave said, Energon Addict said,
Is
you're 15 minutes away, bro.
it
Yo, Dave, why don't you hit him up, get in the car, and go to his hotel?
And bring some sage.
Bring some sage over here.
Yeah, he's got some
And some
unflavored.
bottles you can open up with that bottle
Yeah.
opener.
All right, up next.
Hey, real quick. Hey, Kenny, yeah. I know you got that wonderful hair. I just read an article. It says there's a lot of germs in those hotel hair dryers, man. I'm watching out for you. Don't get sick.
I thank you. Thank you. I did find that. That was like the fifth thing I found was the hair dryer.
Nice. Does your hotel have a safe?
Maybe.
I never know how to take it. It's either a really nice hotel or a really bad hotel that I'll have a safe.
I know. I left my laptop here and my sweat tray here, and they're still here. So I
mean, Kenny, don't take anything what they say about hair dryers, because none of these motherfuckers use them like me and you do.
That's right.
All right. We got the main. We let it flow, bro. We let it flow, bro.
All right. Up next is the main himself, Dust Mites.
Yo. Cheap Chugs here. Cheap Chugs. Come on, get them. Cheap chugs.
Hey, no sales or trades in the round.
No sales or trades in the podcast.
No clearance events in the round.
I couldn't even get rid of a fucking Generations Cup for $5. What is this world coming to?
Come on, Chris. You wouldn't pick that up for $5. What are you doing?
I already have it.
I would have gave it to him, man. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, listen, even Mason, my son came with me to NJCC. We'll get into that. But I said, hey, Dutch has some chugs over there you might need, and he was like literally doodling on a pad. He's like, "Yeah, I'll go look in a minute."
He went like this. He went like this.
He's like, no mas. All right, my name is Chris Pinkerton. If you're nasty, and I'm back in the dirty South. I'm in Nashville this week. Will work.
So. Nice, feeling good. You home?
I'm not home. It's close. It's humid as fuck, so I'm close to home.
Well, nobody's complaining about your accent down there, so.
Yeah, no. It was nice being. It was nice being around my people. So, that was so much fun. Let's do it one more time, in a little segment I like to call "What'd You Get?"
Oh,
Brian,
this is gonna be a long one.
Will you please tell everyone how you spent your disposable income?
Now, are we doing "What'd You Get" and NJCC get, or are we gonna combine them?
Just one haul. There's no reason to do
get rid of.
Dude, we got time to kill.
Let's do this. Everybody list one thing you got, and we'll keep going around until we're all done. And when you're out, it's like Christmas. Sometimes you do that. You spread it out. Or Brian, why don't you just tell everybody what you get, no matter where you got it.
What'd you sell too? Would that can,
no?
Can
we're not.
That? Oh, no. That's
just go on forever.
We're gonna put that on the Patreon account.
I didn't. I didn't bring my clipboard with me with all my data.
What'd you sell?
He means his notepad with his name written on every.
Yeah, I definitely did not sell much, but I did sell some choice items, so which helped out. I actually had a plus of $23 at the end of the weekend. That was all expenses paid, so that was nice.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. So hey, what did I get this week? So I actually bought a lot of things where people were bringing me things that were meeting us at NJCC, as opposed to me buying things at NJCC. So I bought 4 Marvel Legends from Chris, which worked out well because I didn't win the raffle. More on that later.
$85.50 a piece.
G Money brought me a Jessica Jones, so that was cool.
What up, G Money?
I got that really crappy Titans Return Optimus. Hey. So pick that up. I got this one too. This is pretty cool. It's a Masters Universe Tila from the old series, which from what I understand used to go for good money back before Classics came around. So it was good to pick that up. And I picked up from the kid, this little kid next to us. He was selling G.I. Joes. I picked up this.
Oh, you got the All-Striker, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Nice.
While I was digging through the totes to sell stuff, I found a Snake Eye.
Is that complete?
So, no, it's missing stuff. But it's got the missile that shoots. Womp, womp. Yeah, so that's all that matters.
Was that kid trying to save up for something at the con?
Oh, I don't know. He was only there the first day. He knew when the right day was to be there. It was sad.
Yeah, his dad said, "You know what? These motherfuckers are next to us. They're cursing left and right. I'm leaving them home today."
Yeah. Dude, as soon as I show up, I'm dropping F-bombs. Like, oh, sorry.
It didn't matter at that point.
I got a couple other things, too. I got Spindrift through 215 Toys. And also waiting for me when I got home was Marvel Legends Nebula and MMC Turban. So I'm excited to open those up.
All right. Good deal.
Right on.
Oh, sorry. And I got some art from Mr. Bobby Boneface. He had some prints. I picked up one of Captain Rex and also one from, do you remember Harris Lorio, who did those stop motion animation things?
Yep.
He did some art for what was supposed to be his second episode. I guess that didn't happen. So that was pretty cool.
And you picked up some other art, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I picked up from Bricks on the Dollar Clutch. He makes this custom Lego art. So I picked up something in regards to space Lego. I'll post some pictures of this stuff later, which was really cool. And also, I met Mike Kincaid, who you might have known in the Facebook groups, who does some awesome art with figures and whatnot. And I picked up a couple of his. It was the cover with Shockwave, the All Are Dead. Are All Dead. And that
picture was fucking amazing.
Yeah. And he also did a
Shockwave.
Yep. And he did a print of the old box art from the G1 boxes on the back. It had the collage of all the figures. He actually put some proceeds to that to Tommy and his sister. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So
cool dude, man.
You didn't pick up the one with Megatron in the Lincoln Memorial?
No, I didn't. That was a Polyon, so I was out.
The Polyon looks. You know, we're gonna do this Fans Toys Phoenix thing again because I love a Polyon.
I picked the bases at the show. It was nice until the hips started falling all over the place.
Hey, and real quick, I want to give a shout out to Riddler Circle in the chat, man. I'm glad to see you back. I'm really happy to see you feeling better, man. Keep rocking, bro.
Me too. I didn't know that anything was wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Well, I'm glad that he's doing.
Some people don't put their business out there, Kenny.
I know.
Well, quit putting their business out there, Dust.
Well, he put his own business out there.
Let's chaos.
Don't ask me about my business.
All right, I'm taking the shout out back. Okay. Ian, you're fucking dude, Ian. All right. See how it is.
Let's keep it moving here, Dan.
Yes, yeah, Chris. Dan. You know, it's almost Dan. Time to end the show.
Dan, let's just get the TFCon and then we'll figure out what's up for that. Dan, what'd you get?
I got some more good shit. Continuing the ninja fucking kick I've been on. I got some more ninjas. What's up?
You did.
You got it from NJCC?
Yeah, I did actually.
Oh, okay, great.
I did. It was at that one booth in the corner, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I got this fella right here.
I saw you under the table.
The Storm Collectibles Scorpion.
Knew it was on the back of his head.
So is that one just as cool as the all black one, except it's painted different colors?
Yes. Yeah. No. Yeah. Yes. It's kind of weird. They're repaints. No. Because it's weird because they're repaints of another. I wasn't ready for that question. Okay. They're all fucking awesome.
Guess what? There's gonna be a green one and a blue one and a red.
Speaking
one.
Of blue, I also got this guy as well. The Sub-Zero from the store. I got both those guys, and then I do have a Reptile on order already, as well as Shao Kahn, who went up this weekend.
Nice.
Who's the one that's falling down that hole? Oh, Chris, it's you, right? You're the one that's gonna.
No, I haven't fallen yet. I'm thinking.
I'm trying.
I'm thinking on the Street Fighter, but I haven't committed yet.
I'm gonna Sparta kick him into it.
Is that all you, Dan?
Yes, sir. That is it for this week.
All right. J. Ruse, other than bad information, about Sunday morning, what did you get? other than a delicious breakfast, what did you get?
Yeah, how was that Bob Evans breakfast, man?
That was good.
Wow. That was good, man. We didn't have that. We don't have that in the Dirty Dirty. That's a more of a Midwestern chain. So
yeah, that's the first time I've ever had a Bob Evans breakfast before, and that shit was awful.
On point.
Well, it's funny I was gonna say Jose's like telling people where we're going. He's like, we're going to some joint called Bob Evans. That's funny.
Bob Evans. Yo, man, I said let me get that fat bastard breakfast.
Yeah, I wasn't so disappointed with being misled that the show was one time and after eating that breakfast, because that shit was good.
All right.
Shout out to Home Fries.
J. Ruse, other than a delicious breakfast, what'd you get?
Blade? From this guy, what's his name again? Gary?
Oh. Just kidding.
Gary. There's a guy named Gary in the realm.
G.
Yeah, Lunchy. Gary.
Do you remember Weird Science? Who's Gary?
I didn't open them. I'm probably going to take them back to the store because from what I understand, he's not a good figure. But I bought him because he's supposed to be, you know, he's a modern ninja. So I thought maybe, you know, another modern ninja to add to my collection. But
he just contradicted himself like so bad.
It's not a good modern ninja. So
it's not a good modern
ninja. You're not a good modern photographer either.
Not anymore. God. And then I got this guy. Fucking badass.
Wait, you gonna tell our audio listeners?
I forgot his name. I had to think about it for a second. Ares from the Thor wave.
He's only the God of War, but.
His name's Kevin.
So
I don't remember him looking like that in the Wonder Woman movie.
That's because this guy is way cooler than the guy in the Wonder Woman movie. He's got a mustache on him. He's got a giant fucking berserker sword and a berserker axe. Nothing cooler on a toy than giant fucking weapons, melee weapons. So it's a badass figure. Glad I got it. Traded something to Dom for it, so I didn't have to pay for it, and we were good. Awesome.
Did
figure.
You give him a chair?
Yeah, I told him you could sit down for a while.
Chair. Yeah. You're sweating. Sweating. Figure I'll let you sit down for 10 minutes.
There's a puddle forming underneath you. Here, why don't you grab a seat?
Yo, he's a sweat pump, that motherfucker.
Dude looked like he just came out of the shower all day long. It was bad.
Should have offered him some cutoffs.
He was like a sponge being squeezed.
I was like, dude, give me a pair of scissors. I'll fix you up.
So, Javrus, are those your rolled up jeans, except they weren't rolled up this time?
No, they're rolled up once.
Oh, okay.
They roll up once.
You know what's funny? As much shit as I'm giving you on Saturday, I had on cutoff sweatpants.
Come on, baby. Shake those daisies. Awesome.
What's in right now? So come on.
I know.
Get with it.
Look, I'm with you, brother. I'm just giving you a hard time.
You know, me.
I don't see anybody wearing cut shorts anymore. I see people wearing rompers, but no cut shorts.
Actually, cut shorts are very popular.
For the first time ever, I saw someone wearing the same shoes as me. It was Dan Make You Cry. So shout out to Kohl's. Buy one, get one 50% off.
BOGO life.
I didn't see anybody wearing the same shoes I had on this weekend.
I didn't see anybody wearing the same shoes I was wearing.
Shout out to Realm of Sneaker Nerds. All right, Jay, is that you? Or are you done?
That's it. I only got those two things. I got shit in my pile of loot that I haven't shipped yet. So,
Kenny Prime. Other than the new situation, what'd you get?
Well, yeah, I was going to say I got two things. One was a job.
Woohoo!
Right. Very happy about, which should mean that TFCon is on for Kenny Prime.
So you definitely nailed it. It's done.
If you can take off that weekend.
Started today. That's why I got flown down here. The 3-hour drive, I got flown down.
Throw that shit on the calendar as soon as you walk into the office.
But I also was lucky enough to find a Marvel Legends Cyclops, which is really the only Marvel Legends figure I want right now. So I found him.
Nice.
It was very elusive.
Make sure you glue on the boot flaps thingies.
Yeah. Those have been the only tough thing. The cuffs, the thigh pieces, and then the top.
Boot
flap, baby.
I want to get the visor attachments too, because those are kick ass. So I got
the can of beans stuff.
Yeah, who makes that again?
Can of beans. Yeah,
can of beans. That's great.
So he's got a pretty unique business model. What he does drops on eBay, like pretty random times. Normally it's a Sunday evening. And everything sells out, like, instantly.
Wow. So he doesn't have it up all the time. It's just every once in a while.
He does, like, quick strike releases.
So how do people know that he's going to do it? Does he?
He posts on his social. Yeah, he posts on his social. He's going to do it. So it's Can of Beans on IG, and I'm sure he's on Facebook, too. But.
Yeah, he does good work.
You know, he's got some. Dan, you picked up some of the stuff, too, didn't you, for the Dragon Balls?
I did just buy some. That'll be part of my haul next week.
Nice.
If there is a next week.
That's right. If there's a next week, we're on borrowed time here. So Dust, speaking of borrowed time, Dust, what'd you get?
Ooh. Do I got to do it quick, or can I just
take your time? I'm just
well. Prior to NJCC, shout out to Nick Brammer, who has a birthday today. Happy fucking birthday, man!
Happy birthday,
happy
birthday. He fucking got me down more of a rabbit hole in the Marvel Selects. Cool. I grabbed the bulking, hulking, big ass fucking potato fucking cable.
Did you get that Amazon?
Yeah, Amazon, $20 shipped.
Yeah.
Can't beat that with a baseball bat, and there's a reason for it. I like the way it looks. It's not Josh Brolin, and I'm all in. I have something I'm gonna do on a shelf with him, Deadpool, and a certain first appearance in New Mutants that's getting slabbed.
Look at you, Mr. Fancy Britches.
And then once again, shout out to Rolling Steel, aka Rona Steel. My brother Brian picked me up. We went to NJCC, and he gave me this
Doll Life.
Wow, he's maybe starting a rabbit hole for me. I don't know.
Well, I know a guy, but if you need a rabbit hole plug, but what I'm interested to hear how hard you shit or don't shit on that. I mean, I'm seriously interested to get your opinion.
I will definitely let you know when I get enough time to sit down and actually give it some time.
That's an hour right there.
I think it's more than an hour. I want to really give it some time and give it the go over. But man, this is really cool. He heard that I was enjoying it on one of the shows, and you know, he picked it up for me and said, you know, fuck you. You're going to be spending more money on fucking toys.
You were enjoying this on one of the shows?
I like the look of it.
Oh, okay. I hear Mezco's have trouble with ankle tilt. So.
No, it looks like right there. It's very tilty. It's a very tilty ankle.
See?
Look, it's a very tilty ankle.
I'll tell you right now.
I'll tilt it again for you. See, look at that. It tilted.
It's not as much as you're going to want. I'm going to just be honest with you. There's a lot of people modding them with a Dremel just to get more ankle tilt out of the deal.
All right, and that was my pre-NJCC haul for the week. And at NJCC, we'll start small. Shout out to Bricks on the Dollar. I picked this up on his table. He was selling framed fucking prints for $5.
Boom. Fuck yeah.
The frame is worth $5. And I'll probably take this fucking thing and put a different one in there. But, you know, shout out to Bricks. I picked this guy up. Little Megatron action there.
That's a dope pick. That's a dope pick.
Yeah, it is. I'm probably not going to do anything. I'm not going to change it. I'm just going to keep it.
Put it in your Star Wars bathroom. Oh, well, in your Star Wars bathroom when you redecorate back into Transformers bathroom.
Yes. I never had a Transformers bathroom. I had a Batman bathroom. The Batman bathroom was dope. Then I also picked up, I can't afford the Marvel Legends Xavier, so I picked up the movie Xavier. Picture me rolling.
That's me hating.
You know what? It's for my, it's for the select shelf that I have with the Claremont X-Men. It's perfect. He's in a chair, it's got wheels, and he's got a bald head.
Hey, so I'm Dust. Have you pulled him out of the chair at all?
No.
Can you do that just real quick? And
I know. I don't want to do it.
Just up a little bit. Up a little bit. I want to see those legs.
I know.
Hold on.
It's true to life. It's true to life.
Give him a little shake. There we go. Give him a little shake.
It's true to life, guys. It's true to life.
There you go.
That's messed up.
I had that.
It's so fucked up that they did this. It's so true to life. Got out the Chuck in his chair. I think I'm going to start a segment on Instagram. Chuck in his chair.
Hey Dan, is that the same one you bought that I bought from you?
No, you got the comic version.
Yeah, Dan, okay. Dan, did they do that on purpose?
Dude, I don't know what they were thinking.
I think they had to have done that on purpose.
I think it was
come
one.
Come on, look at this.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. They had to have done this on purpose. I'm gonna put them over my shoulder and get them to safety.
Hey, but the important question is: does he have ankle tilts?
It doesn't matter.
Yes, because if he has ankle tilt and Phoenix,
if I tilt the ankle, it's gonna break and he won't feel it. And he's gonna get gangrene, and we gotta take his fucking feet off. Shout out to gangrene. All right, enough.
Oh, that's a good laugh.
All right, big shout out to Sunday Heat. He brought this to me. He was checking out my Marvel Famous covers. He realized I didn't have a Storm, I didn't realize we didn't have a storm. And he gave me a storm.
Shout out to Sunday Heat.
Shout out to that dude, man. He's a fucking great dude, man. I had a great time talking with him and hanging out with that dude.
Does it have a KB sticker on it?
I don't see a KB sticker. I see some, is that like an import? I see some import sticker on there.
Toy business. Looks like Japanese, possibly. So,
yeah, shout out to that dude, man. Really cool time hanging out with him, man. We got to get him on more of these shows. Come on, Heat. We got to get you gunning up on this. What else did I get? Let's see. Oh, okay. Big shout out to Danny. Big fan of the show. He watches all the time. We were talking about getting tables, and he got a table himself because of what we were talking about. Shout out to that dude and his family. He hit me up with the shirt. He gave me a dope-ass Spider-Man shirt.
Awesome.
That is killer.
Yeah, man. Shout out to that dude, man. Really good dude, man. He's into what we're doing. Big fan of the show and big fan of all the shows that we do. So shout out to Danny, man. Good dude, man. And yeah, I think that was it, man. It wasn't too much. Got a little bit. Nothing crazy, man. You know, I think what I got the most out of the show was hanging out with everybody and hanging with the fan, man.
We'll get to that.
And before I end this, we got 40 fucking 6 people watching live. Let's get some likes going here. Let's get a like spike. Likes. I want to see some likes. Hit that
this
like button.
Fucking video.
Like that shit.
Come on, like the fuck out
if
of it.
If you like it, Charles will walk. Just saying. Chris.
Charles. Yo.
What'd you get?
So, thanks for asking there.
This Charles. This Charles.
I got my pre NJCC haul. I got the Hot Toys Harley Quinn Suicide Squad edition.
Nice.
Haven't even had a chance to take her out of the shipper yet because she came in Friday and falls to the wall. I got 3 Suicide Squad Rick Flag figures. I'm gonna try to do something with them.
Why did you get 3 of them?
Army build.
Well, nobody's making a generic army, dude.
Do you need an army of Rick Flags?
He's looking very generic.
You pop the heads off, and I got.
Seems like he should come with a skull, a skull accessory, like you know, little
shoulders and a skull. Shoulders. Soldiers versus ninjas.
I think he should have a mullet. I think he should have a really sweet mullet. I got. While I was in NJCC, I got Mo Ninjas. My ACBA contest winnings came in. Shout out to all the guys over there, Kendall, and all the guys and gals at ACBA. Got 3 more red ninjas and one of the red samurais, a rooftop, and some other goodies from ACBA. At NJCC, I had decided. Since I got that custom cable from Sam M. Shout out to Sam again.
That thing is great.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to put together an X-Force New Mutants kind of vibe section. So I picked up the Shatterstar for like $10. It's sealed.
The Legends?
Yeah, the newer one. Like it's funny. We'll get into it, but the pricing was all over the place in that place. One guy'd have it for $10, and the next guy'd have it for $30. You know, and then I'd have it for $3. So.
3?
Yeah.
Gay.
So,
Shatterstar. Gay.
Yeah. Once we got that, me and Mason got to thinking, well, we only need these 3 more pieces to finish the Build-A-Figure of, what is it, Warlock? Is that crazy-looking dude's name?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a really awesome-looking Build-A-Figure. I just love how it looks. So the same place they had the $10 one, they had the rest of the ones. So we go buy the rest of the $10 ones. And it's figures I don't necessarily care. Dazzler, which Dust forgot to mention in his haul, but hold on.
No, I didn't mention because Russ really wanted it, and I gave it to Russ.
Oh, you gave it to Russ. I didn't know that. Okay. So, anyways, yeah. I took the Build-A-Figure pieces out of the ones I paid $10 for and then sold them for $5.
You asshole.
So, flip game.
No, Russ really wanted it, and I'm like, all right, Russ, you got it. Just give me the $5. So I'm always giving shit up for you motherfuckers.
And I think that is it. That is everything. So I do have a quick discussion we need to have, and this is unannounced. Okay. But so Brian and I shared a room.
Whoa. Do I have to open a beer for this one?
No. Something happened, we need to talk about it. I need some other people's advice or opinions, really. So,
is it a Shatterstar moment?
As long as it's consensual, it's okay. All right.
Well, listen, my 15-year-old son was with me.
Okay, that's not okay.
Hold on. Pause.
So here, the deal was, Mason decided he was coming after Brian, and I'd already decided we were going to split a room. So we had an air mattress. I went and bought a pump for the air mattress. Unfortunately, it was a 12-volt pump, so we had to go out to the car and pump up an air mattress in the parking lot and then carry it to the hotel. So we come back in. Brian is laying on the bed, and I look at the TV, and it's Dragon Ball.
Yes!
And I get Mason's bed laid out on the floor, and I sit down on the other bed. And Brian and I proceed to commit to try to watch as much of this as possible. No.
Dan, stop clapping.
Dan, I think Brian and I can both agree. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? All right, I'm serious. Okay, so let me just give you a brief synopsis. The purple dog dude was there.
Hold on. Who's the purple dog dude?
I don't know who this is.
Well, he seems to be important. I don't know. He's like a.
There's oh, glasses. Glasses. It was a cat. It was a cat.
Yeah, okay, he's a cat. So he calls. He calls
the purple cat dude.
So, oh, okay. Okay, so you guys are always talking about how badass this dragon is, right? He calls the dragon, and then he basically treats him like a bitch.
Well, because he's the god of destruction, he can destroy anything he wishes.
Well, I wasn't expecting this dragon to just be this guy's bitch. Dragon, well, that's, whoop, whoop.
That's the funny thing about
because
it.
Because you think the dragon's going to be fucking like...
Yeah, like, grant me a wish. And what are they? They wanted to know where the Dragon Balls is, and the dragon's like, I can't do that. And the guy's like, get the fuck out of here, you bitch. He's like, womp, womp, okay, and he leaves. And then me and Brian look at each other, and I say, I can't do anything else with this. That's all I got.
And all I know is I've seen the figures, right? And then so I expect Goku to be this badass, and he's on the show, and I'm like, dude, what a wuss this guy is. I was like, what is this? I was so confused.
How long did you go? You were watching a filler episode.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
And once you get to one of the main plot lines, that's when you start to enjoy it. Nobody enjoys the filler episodes.
I started to search for justification. I was like, you know what? If you watch this and when it's all in Japanese or whatever with subtitles, it's probably much cooler.
I don't think so.
Those American voices, man. I was just like, dude.
The American voices for me are better, but I mean,
actually, yeah, they are better.
Okay,
I watch the subtitle. I'm like on episode like 103.
Yeah. Are you all caught up?
Yeah, I didn't watch last night's yet,
but yeah, the Japanese one isn't as good. They don't have the same inflection. Is that the word I want?
Yes.
Oh. The voices are actually deeper in the American version.
Since you mentioned last night, when I was watching that particular episode, I was like, wow, I feel like I'm watching Transformers Last Night right now. That thing was all over the place. It was all over the place.
You see, it was like watching Transformers Last Night?
Yeah, because it's like they're in space, and they're not, and there's a dragon, and then something else, and then there's
and
a
chick. Chopped, right? Nice they didn't cut and chop them like Voltron and Gotcha Man with G-Force for the American audiences. Those are raw, right? Raw episodes just dubbed.
Yeah, for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not chopping stuff up like some other stuff. So
how many episodes did you watch?
What, in the hotel?
Yeah.
Maybe not even a whole one.
About 9 minutes?
Just 20 minutes. Listen, just out of context, it was absolutely fucking ridiculous. And that was just the joke I was making. It's just literally we were flipping channels and it can land on Cartoon. We were watching Family Guy or I don't know, one of those shows on Cartoon Network, and we go downstairs and come back up, and the half hour's turned into this goddamn Dragon Ball. Like, what the fuck? But no, just taking it out of context, it was absolutely fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, Shenron's badass, but that's the thing they were trying to build with Beerus, is he's the badass of badasses, then he gets made into a little bitch later on. It's a weird hierarchy in that universe.
Okay, well, apparently there's multiple universes or worlds or something. So, anyways, enough about that.
Please. Dude, real quick, though, Chuck in the chat goes, LOL, he calls the god a dog.
You know what would have been really cool if Mason, like, grabbed the fucking inflatable mattress, went past the fucking big the front desk and said, "Hey, where's the water park at?"
Dude, your son is quick-witted, man. If he probably would have said something like that.
Yeah, I think so. He's got that. He's on that verge of wise-assness. You know what I mean? He's got the wise-ass look, you know? I'm a wise-ass, but you guys can't do nothing about it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys knew this, and I don't know how you want to tell this story, but so my boy Mason was at NJCC. This was his first time. Well, we did a little show in Huntsville, but this was his first time really doing one of these kind of events, and he collects pops. He's a real big pop collector, and he was selling some of his collection. So at the same time, he'd walk around like, "Hey, they got this pop, they bought that pop," and I, most of the time I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I really don't care. Whatever. Every once in a while, I think one's cool, but so we're at one of the booths. And there's one that's got Tony the Tiger on it. And he says to me, "That one right there, it's 160. That's about right. The one with the Frosted Flakes guy on it."
160?
160. Yeah, then there's a young lady working the booth, and she's like, "Hey, that's Tony the Tiger. And he's like, "Oh, well, yeah, I guess I knew that." And so for the rest of the show, we called him Frosted Flakes. So we went, I don't know if you guys knew this, we went to Walmart that night, and he bought like the single serve Frosted Flakes and gave it to her. He was so excited to give it to her.
Oh, the next day?
Yeah, so we gave her some Frosted Flakes.
As a joke?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's funny.
Yeah.
Did she like it? Was it cool?
She thought it was funny. She actually put it up on top of their display.
Nice. The oh, that's cool. So,
was that the table, the front right? Like when you walk into the room?
No, it was the back. Like, if you're going out the back door, she was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A dude in the front right table had that Toy Biz Apocalypse for only $80, but the fucking joints were floppy as shit.
How floppy?
As shit.
Like, was it Charles Xavier?
Was it Charles floppy?
No, not that. No, not that floppy.
Lieutenant Dan floppy?
They fought in the Shadow Realm.
I was tempted. It's that the really tall one, like the 14-inch one.
Dan, why did you make me do this, man? Why, man?
That's funny. Look at that.
It's got to be intentional if everybody's just like it. It's got to be intentional.
It's that extra ounce of realism.
I'm going to try to stand them up.
I'm going to army build
didn't work.
I'm going to army build those and make sure they're all floppy.
Wait a minute, though. He's got a – oh, wow, he's got some action shit behind him for his arms. How fucked up is this figure, man? It's got a lever up the back to make his arms move. Right? You know, he's doing the Thriller. He's doing the Michael Jackson Thriller. But then his
not
legs.
Worthy. We're not worthy.
His legs. Look at this. Wow. I'm so glad. This is fucking, that's money well spent for me. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, real quick before we move on, I just want to remind everybody that the Rock Packs are available on our
Rock Box.
Rock Box Pack. They'll be available for pickup at TFCon. If you're not coming to TFCon, holler at somebody like me, and we can get it to you after the show. $40. There's so far there's 10 items in there. On a pre-order, gets you 2 raffle tickets for attendees for the Agabus drawing. The Agabus will be in attendance, and you can pick something up for him. It's $100 that you can win.
And then, you know what? If you're going to pick it up for someone and you're muling it.
Mueller.
His tickets are your tickets now, because you can only
be present to win.
You have to be present to win. So if you're picking up 15 Rock Packs, you have 30 extra chances to win the Agabus certificate.
Which means you have a 10% chance of beating Raul.
Mm,
that's right. Yep.
So, you know, meme. Yep. Do it up.
Bring it on. Like this video. Where are we up to on the likes? Where are we at?
I don't know. Where are we at the likes? Somebody get
36.
The likes?
There's 44 people watching.
36 likes, 44 people in here. Let me fucking hit up YouTube and see who's not liking. I'm going to fucking banhammer them. Let's get that like spike going. Let's get these likes going.
So I'm trying to come up with some questions for y'all that went to NJCC, if we're ready to talk about that.
Yeah.
No. We're getting primed here, Kenny Prime. We're priming it up.
You have pictures, right?
Yeah, I got some pictures, but we got no news, so we got all night.
We got Jay Ruse pictures too.
We do.
Jay Ruse, you want to do your shit first, or what's up?
I'm ordering a rock pack. No, I mean.
Oh, Jason Lowry in the chat said there's a thumbs down. Who did it? You want me to know? You want to give it? You want me to embarrass this person live on the air?
Hey, I will tell you that statistics show that a thumbs down gives you just as much traction as a thumbs up.
Thumbs up or thumbs down, it doesn't matter. Algorithm.
Attention. Yeah.
So next week, we're going to do thumbs down
video. Yes, next week it'll be, let me get fucking thumbs downs tonight. All right. So, thank you, Jay Roos. Here it is. Last year, TFCon USA Chicago, we did the rock pack. And this year, we're doing it again with the rock box. Tell Ace to add that.
Rock box. And here it is.
We've got even more goodies than last year packed into this pack, and we're sure you guys are going to love it. Purchasing this pre-order will guarantee your t-shirt, your size t-shirt, as well as give you two entries into our $100 Agabus.com raffle at the show, which must be used at that show.
Listen, hey, real quick, if you're coming to the show and you decide at the last minute you want to buy one of these like at the show in person, you get one raffle ticket instead of two. So, you know.
You got a pre-order to get the two.
Yeah, if you're coming, come on, double down.
If you buy the rock pack at the show, you get one raffle ticket. If you pre-order, you get dose.
Now I've got a question because it's going to come up. What about
what's the question? What's the question?
What about if you buy a rock pack after the raffle? How many raffle tickets do you get?
You get 415.
Yeah, whatever's left from the fucking spool, you can throw it in a box and send it to you because it's defunct.
Good question, Kenny. Thanks for clearing the air on that.
Thanks, Kenny. Thanks, Kenny. Now remember, the size is small to extra large.
It's a 5X.
I'm sorry, 5X. The reason why we ask you guys to pre-order is we want you guys to lock in your sizes. So you don't say, "Whoa, you're out of this. You're out of medium." I never thought we had so many people in the rock that wear medium.
I have to buy one of each.
It's killer. I never thought that. The 2X, 3X were fucking leftover. The medium and large were sold out.
Yep. So help us figure out what we need. All right, Jay, you got your you doing the pitches?
Uh-huh.
Photo choreography.
Uh-huh. Oh, I forgot to send them to you, didn't I?
Yeah, send them to Dan. Dan's the man.
I don't want them.
Such a dick.
So I'm going to try and copy Dan how he did me last week doing him. Okay? This is the segment. No, guys, this is the segment where we feature pictures from Instagram using the hashtag
realm.
See, all I had to do is make fun of him. Now he's speeding up.
There's still a thumbs down. I'm hitting up. I'm going into my YouTube. I'm finding out who it is.
Each week, we will all feature. Dan will feature. Dust will feature. Yo. Jisk will feature, Jose will feature, whoever's doing the show will feature five picks from Instagram, and they'll be shown here live on the show. So, like, this picture here of, who's this figure? What Spider-Man is that? I don't really fucking know. There's so many different Spider-Man.
Homemade Spider-Man.
Isn't that the homemade?
The homemade suit.
Is that Legends or is that something else?
Yeah, it's Legends. Those are both Legends.
Announce the figure arts for order.
Punch in Bullseye right in his face.
Right in the fucking face.
Right in the kisser.
Right in the face. Right in the kisser. Face. By at the Spider Nest. Spider's Nest.
Is that new?
Somebody new posting under the hashtag.
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
Yeah. So thank you at the Spider's Nest. Awesome picture. I like the effects. There's some little
water droplet lens flares there, and some fog effects, smoke effects.
Dig smoke it. On the water.
And the figures are flying using the whatever effect that they use to delete.
No, I just threw them up in the air. That's how it works.
Dude, I seriously, when I first started taking pictures, saw a picture like that, and I asked the dude, hey, did you use a really fast camera to take a picture while you're throwing them in the air? He's like, nah, I just edited out the stand. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. I didn't know you could do that. That's a true story.
I believe
I believe it too, because I would have asked that.
But awesome shot at the spider's nest. Next, this one by @Dr_Decepticon with a pretty dope pick of some G1 Autobots racing on,
yeah, cool. I like that.
on a clay track. He looks like a clay track. He's got MMC Sphinx, got Masterpiece Tracks, Toy World, Coolsville, and Masterpiece Sideswipe, all in some awesome racing poses. Like you'd see Sphinx's mid jump. Sideswipe is, what do you call that when you're on the two wheels on the side?
His gack.
It's called two wheels on the side.
Yeah. There was a name called for it. You see it on TV. On Dukes of Hazzard used to do it all the time. Whatever. Anyway, awesome shot. Dr. Decepticon. And he has a bunch of series of picks with the racing scenes. It's pretty dope. So good job. Next is @J_Energon73 with a pretty awesome shot of Icons Harley that I couldn't fucking sell yesterday for retail price all day long. But
who the fuck buys a used figure for retail?
It was brand new, never opened.
Lies.
Brand new. I had Joker, Harley, and Deathstroke all on the table, brand new, retail price.
Nobody that's your problem. It's fucking retail.
Cry me a river.
Really. Anyway, this shot features some awesome lighting and a cool diorama brick wall.
That's a nice shadow on her.
I dig it. Yeah, you can see her silhouette. She's right creeping on the wall too. She's, I like creeping the way that the lighting.
Picture me creeping.
Awesome shot, @J_Energon73. Next is @MidiCon.
Midichlorian, man. That's Midichlorian. That's fucking my Cobra Lot brother right there.
I was just gonna say that. Thank you for stealing my Thunder Thief number 3.
I'm sorry, Jay. Continue with what you're doing.
No, you can go ahead. You finish it.
No. It's all on you, man. I don't want.
Nah, dope shot of
I don't want you to disappear for 6 weeks.
No, I will. Is this Soundwave or is this Sound Blaster?
Soundwave,
because he looks
cool. No, it's Blaster. Yeah. I don't think he hasn't dropped the fucking money.
Listen, Dan doesn't collect Transformers, so it's like asking me which dog god that blue purple dude is.
new Soundwave. This is new Soundwave.
Awesome. New Soundwave, come here.
New Soundwave. Doing some musical effects and some, what do you call those, that thing in his chest? Those things there, dust, you know.
The wave.
Yeah, he's got some sound wave.
It's a wave sound pattern. Waves.
Yeah, he's got a wave pattern on his chest. It's a dope shot. I really like it. Yeah. I mean, it's simple. It's just a white out background. But you know, the effects he added to it make it look really good. Really good.
Damn, what the fuck was that?
That's his wheelchair.
Wookie dropping something.
Shout out to Brix's fucking frame that's broken.
Oh shit!
Nice, fucking cat.
Shout out to and glass everywhere.
Nice.
Oh shit, dude.
Really?
Nah, we're good. We straight. Keep going, bro.
Alright, last shot is by Meerkat Figures, another new name to posting. Go to this guy's page. He has it's all Marvel Legends.
Don't tell me what to do.
Go. No, you gotta go. And I think that Wolverine is custom, right? Because that's the current Marvel Legends.
Wasn't it Colossus?
That's the select, I think.
No, that's not the Colossus. Select Colossus ain't got fucking.
Oh, that's a custom.
Like that.
That's a custom too, because that's the
wow,
same.
Wow, that's dope.
He customed Wolverine. He customed the Colossus, and he used the 2-pack Cyclops and Sunspot.
So that's the Marvel Legends Wolverine.
Yeah
he painted it.
It has a butterfly joint. I didn't realize.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, the arms are perfect.
Butterfly. Oh, that's old.
This
is an awesome shot. He created his own custom 90s X. Oh, it was actually like early 90s X-Men team. Real dope.
Yeah, it's 80s. That's Claremont.
Yeah, late
maybe 80s. 70s. Late 70s.
Okay.
I'm just letting you
know. Keep correcting me. Go ahead.
Maybe it's
from the 60s or the 50s, maybe?
It's from the 40s.
Okay. Anyway, it's awesome.
Shout out to Bob Evans.
If you go to this guy's page, he has a lot of dope shots of Marvel.
Oh, we featured him last week.
At Meerkat Figures. Did you?
Yeah, we did.
Oh. It must have been a Dragon Ball Z figure.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
So
no Transformers whatsoever.
Awesome job, guys. That's the last one, unfortunately. I know you guys who's fast forwarding, you know, saying this guy's taking his time.
You know, Second string does 10.
We don't have any news, so deal with it.
So funny enough, we featured his Magneto pick last week, so it's X-Men love twice in a row.
I thought I recognized the props in the background because I remember Magneto picking those up in that picture. Yeah.
But they're blurry, Kenny. They're blurry.
I'm gonna look for it.
Guys, listen to me, guys.
Hold on.
If you want to be featured live on the show,
guys, you're killing me over here.
Monday, 8 p.m. Use the hashtag Realm of Collectors, and show how much. Fans Toys Phoenix ankle does not tilt. And I will feature your picture live on the show so that Brink can get pissed off.
All right, we're doing a Fans Toys non-bending ankle challenge.
We're getting a tilt off.
Having a tilt off. I like that.
So, again, use the hashtag Rema Collectors. If we feature your picture on the show, it will be on our website, www.realmofcollectors.com, where you can order the Rock Box for TFCon.
There it
is. It'll also be featured on our website, on our Facebook page, Realm of Collectors, and our IG at Realm of Collectors. Realm. So again, hashtag
Realm of Collectors.
All right, guys, I'm done.
Realm.
Oh, I just want to let you know Realm of Collectors. Someone did give us the proper term for driving on two wheels. It was Jesse James. He called it's Hasselhoffen. That's the term.
I'm down with that.
Oh, yeah, Knight Rider. That's where I saw it. It was Knight
I
Rider,
thought that's not... when the car drives right out of your ass.
Michael.
I thought that was Hasselhoffen.
Michael. By the way,
you're a Chevy Explorer.
Not putting all the business out there. If you're in the greater Maryland area and the time frame around TFCon, and you want a rock pack, holler at your boy. Just leave it at that. I'm vague on purpose. Speaking of vague, let's talk about NJCC. Do we want photo accompaniment to this, Dust?
Yeah, I mean, I love it. You guys want to talk some stories before we go photos? You want to do four
photos? I think the photos will steer the stories a little bit.
All right.
Enhance, if you will.
I guess. Yes. I hate hiding behind the fucking screen share, but whatever you guys want. Raul, cue the photos.
Hey, shout out to Raul. He wasn't there this weekend.
Yeah, man, we didn't see him.
We wanted to see you guys a chance.
So speaking of stories, I was a little concerned about the machine not seeing him because
what was the machine?
We're seeing Tyler F. win all of the raffles, and I'm like, where's Raul? I thought maybe they locked him up, started doing blood transfusions, you know, get that luck going for the other people. I was like, what the hell?
You guys see this?
Yep.
The Realm of Collectors sign. Do you got this?
Yep.
Yes. Everybody. Okay. Shout out to Harrigan BX who sent me a gaggle of pictures. Shout out to Sunday Night Heat who sent me some pictures, and Double C Chuck C sent me some pics also. So I don't know which ones. I just threw them in there, randomized them. I tried to number it and give it some sort of fucking randomness. It is what it is. Let's roll.
Out.
Okay, so we all know that there was a big fucking deal this weekend. They did the Boss Fight Studios. They had the whole lounge area. They took over the ROC lounge.
Oh,
and they, I mean, did you guys spend time in there? I really wanted to, but I was so in dealing with the fam that was in the other room, so I never got to do that. Yes, I'm proud. Yeah, so
I actually did.
All right, so Chris, you talk about it.
So Boss Fight is, and correct me if I'm wrong here, they do the Marauders. That's it. I don't know if they're all the same group, but they're all affiliated.
Wow.
So Boss Fight does the Marauders. They do the Hacks figures, which are the 3 and 3, and this is all 3 and 3/4 stuff. There's a Kickstarter for a new 3 and 3/4 that may be in this slideshow. It's a zombie based 3 and 3/4 set. So yeah, they were basically, those of you that have been to NJCC, you walk in and there's kind of a lobby where the hotel entrance is, and then there's the like the check-in for the NJCC where you buy your tickets and whatnot. They had that whole area just for that. And there you go. Here's some pictures from the zombies and a diorama of sorts that they had up. So it looks like they've got like doctors and whatnot, and then zombies.
Crash box dials?
No, I was not contacted for this, but it was very nicely done nonetheless.
Get your name out there.
I know, right? Yeah, they had some cool stuff set up with some cars and just kind of a zombie destruction scene there. Shout out to the post office.
So these are all original characters?
Yeah, these are.
Yo, I was just at Bar Martin's last week. I got a fucking cheeseburger. It was undercooked.
No, that's too bad. Hey, shout out to Energon Addict live on End of the Round buying a rock pack.
Nice.
Yay.
Oh, what scale were these figures? They weren't six inch, right? They were 3 3/4, right?
Correct. Yep. This is all 18 scale.
Yeah, don't they? Isn't that what they're into? They do a lot of that shit.
Yeah, they are.
They started out doing like G.I. Joe stuff, right?
Yeah, that's what that is. They're G.I. Joe.
That's their bread and butter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just wanted to share that with the audience in case we didn't.
Just share it. Share it, Jay. Share it, Jay Roo. Share it on.
I just wanted to clarify.
Okay.
Hey,
zombies. Hey, I like the naked zombie with the nightgown. That's dope.
Hey, I like the nightgown.
Shout out to nightgowns.
Shout out to nightgowns. I don't know nobody wears nightgowns anymore.
They sold them at Walmart. They look like tall tees.
Is that a Sailor Moon girl zombie?
It's like watching The Wire, season one.
Listen, every schoolgirl is not automatically Sailor Moon.
Why not? It should be.
Shout out to Sailor Moon.
Who said they should be? Is that Brink?
I said that.
Oh, okay. I thought that was the Loose Cannon. What up, Loose Cannon? I can't see you, but what's up?
Doing good, man.
A lot of necks with no heads.
Yeah.
Right, a lot of neck with no heads.
So I was looking at the right side of the screen right there.
I thought I was in the neck room. Ah!
It's Vitruvian Facts. That's like they make the base body, or like the technology is based on what they built, and then people just make customs or something. I can't remember.
Along those lines, yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Nightgowns.
Shout out to Tonight Jones. So this was a killer. This was a killer, like, three-sided castle that they made. Someone made. I don't know who made it. It's a castle and a moat and
looks like Winterfell.
Yeah, that was dope. I saw that. That was the first thing you see when you walk in the room.
Yeah, you walked in. It's very well done.
I was talking to the guy who made it, and it's not in this picture, but in the front, like you said, there's a moat. And he said he built the entire display, and the moat was the last thing he did. And he said he never experimented with making water look like that before. So he's like, well, let's see if I just ruin the whole thing right now. See,
I don't think Jose got a picture of the front.
The water is tough to do. I was screwing around with it.
Oh, I kept touching it. I was like, is it real? I don't know.
Yeah, I touched it too, I will admit. I'm probably not supposed to do that, but
what were you guys touching?
The water. The
okay. Water. Water.
Yeah.
Some sort of dungeon.
Some sort of dungeon.
A little knight action. Ladder.
Is that some friendly fire there? Is he gonna stab his own friend in the back?
Oh, there it is. There's the front of the moat.
How are these guys standing? Are their feet pegged in?
A lot of glue. Oh,
yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
Because they shouldn't glue figures to a dio.
Well, I guess if it's your dio, you can do whatever you want.
Check out that gargoyle, man. That's awesome.
That's pretty cool right there with the green the light coming up on that. I didn't spend no time looking at that shit. I passed it going to the bathroom.
There's the water.
14 times, but I never looked.
That's clear resin.
Yeah, that's like Mod Podge or something like that.
No, it's a two-part resin. It's kind of tricky to work with. So kudos to the guy who did it for not screwing it up.
Yep. Looks good.
Yeah, I've seen it done in Warhammer Terrain. It's really dope. I've used it in Warhammer Terrain.
The plot thickens. I think the less we talk, the more J. Ruse tells us about Warhammer.
Yeah. Let's talk about Warhammer. Let's just talk about
Warhammer. Warhammer.
I had some dope games against some Space Wolves last week.
Nobody knows what any of that means. I'm sorry.
So this is what we have. Highly articulated character kit systems.
Yep.
I guess there are add-ons and weapons. Look at these.
Yep. Wow. And
all bloodied up and shit. That's nice.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know if I guess I'll see one before we get to the end of this. I actually spoke with them about something new they've got coming that's a little more up my alley. They're doing 12th scale weapons.
Okay.
Not guns. He's got four different guns coming out that are he said the pistol won't run more than a couple bucks and the rifles will be $3, $4, $5.
Nice. And I was just looking those up. I'm interested in that.
He said they're painted and have detail like in the clips, the magazines, and whatnot. So,
ooh, those are dope looking.
So these weapons are for the three and three quarter scale, right?
Yep. Yeah. This is the Zombie Lab stuff. Yeah. The zombies.
Yeah. Is it that Negan's bat there?
Yeah, I guess that's what they're going with that.
There's no barbed wire. What's
the broom? Why is there a bloody broom?
Listen.
Somebody's got to clean up the guts.
you know that song from Cypress Hill, when the sheet goes down, you better be ready?
That's it.
Whoever ends up with the broom wasn't ready.
All right, this is the entrance to the Necker Room, but we don't have pictures of the Necker Room because the Necker Room was pretty tight. A lot of people in there, man.
Yeah. So did you go in the Necker Room, Dust?
Yeah, I did.
So they had a $5 table, a $10 table.
Yeah, it just went around. Table. It started to the right, 5, 10, 15, 20, and then went around.
There was a Necker Room?
Yeah, yeah.
Where was that? Not on Sunday, though, right?
No, yep. They sold out by Sunday.
But did they really?
Yeah.
Their truck was in the parking lot.
Someone went in there on Sunday, and they were like, okay. And they're like, no, this is all sold. That's all sold. Somebody bought the whole shit.
Well, all the dealers bought it. I watched some of them
exactly.
Buy it,
so. All the dealers bought all it up because that shit was crazy.
Yep.
Aw.
They had, just to give you a rundown of what I saw in there. They had a shit ton of Predators. The only alien stuff I saw was like some of the human figures from like Covenant and stuff like that. They had some of the that bigger scale they did with soft goods. I think that did they do that? Was it the Hateful Eight? No, it wasn't the Hateful Eight. What was it? It wasn't any of their super popular stuff. They had, like, I think the Bill and Ted cloth stuff. And some of the shit, I mean, honestly, it was probably 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah, a lot. There was some damage. There was some damaged boxes and whatnot. So they were just getting rid of fucking old stock.
They had some quarter scale stuff in there, and it went really quick.
And they had, like, some Terminator stuff, like, with the video game deco or something like that.
Yeah, the Chris Reeve Superman was in there.
Yeah, they had the Heath Ledger Joker, that scale of stuff. They had some of those.
I mean, and the prices were great, man. $5, $10, $15, man. Good stuff. I think a lot of these guys have just bought it up and they're gonna resell it. All right, here's just a random shot of one half of the room there.
I see some rock shirts.
Yeah.
A lot of ROC on the back there. Instead of this guy over here.
See the tall kid in the green shirt in the front? Yeah. He was excited about the raffles.
Yeah, this was definitely a raffle. This was a herding of the raffles.
Yeah. This was a Sunday,
So these are pictures from Sunday. As you said.
So I have a question based off of that first picture there. How much larger was this than previous NJCCs? Because that looks bigger.
It was the exact same size. This is just the same
rooms.
Okay. Well, it just looks like there's more there. Like the room might be the same size, but it looks like there's more.
So Jose took that pick, that first one. Is he standing on something or something?
He must have been.
He's
on Chris's shoulders.
What's up to this guy? He's like, please buy my stuff.
That guy sold only two things the whole show. I bought two Game Boy games from him.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Game Boy Tennis, man.
That's why he's so salty
right there.
But no, it was definitely this was early, this had to be early Sunday because there was when the raffles came on, it got a little stanky.
It was nowhere near as bad as it was years prior, though.
I definitely don't think a 2-day event is. I don't know. Either they just do it Saturday or you do it Sunday. I don't know.
I was talking to Fran. There is no November show. They're only going to be doing two events a year or two events next year, and they're both going to be 2-day events. He said.
Oh, no. Really?
Yep.
So he is definitely not doing November?
He said no, yeah.
Because I heard something maybe otherwise, but.
Oh, well, that would be awesome.
Well, I don't know if we want to answer this during the pictures, but since you're talking about the 2-day event, what are some positives for the 2 days?
Well, the positives is now it's going to be more, I think, more of a heavy Saturday event, and Sunday is more of a get rid of what you got left event. I don't know if that's a positive or not.
And then they make you buy the – you have to have the table for both days.
Yeah, you have to have the table for both
days. What if you're not a table? What if you're just going?
I don't know if there's any value in going for 2 days because there's nothing – other than the raffles.
And the realm.
Unless we make it worth 2 days, we could do our own thorn, you know, things that make it worth come both days, you know. But and this guy is really stretching and reaching, in a tight shirt.
Hush, little baby, don't
cry. Tidying up.
Yeah, he's just like I want to bring these.
That dude had a bunch of legends.
These overpriced figures forward.
These people had so many legends, and it's all these characters, I guess. And it's funny, like, the characters that people like have the big price tags, and the characters that people don't like have, like, $1 or $2 over retail. And I'm like, dude, you might as well just price them all the same.
Yep.
You're going to make the same money.
It's like the ones that were on clearance at Amazon. So he probably cleared them out and just came to the show and tried to buy it, sell them off.
As you notice, all the picks, there's some sort of ROC guy in there, you know? Jason L. right there, Tyler F. Trash box in the back, fat ass bitch over here.
Percentage wise, how many people were like in the realm or were aware of?
Look at Dom. There's no chair under his ass. Holy shit!
That's a mug. Who's the guy in the blue shirt?
Hey, that's G Money.
I forgot his name already.
Kenny, to answer your question, that kid right there, he knew all about the realm. The kid in the stroller.
Oh, really? No joke.
Yeah. No, man, it's a joke.
Okay.
Got him.
Really gullible, man.
There was a Crashbox.
Crashbox Customs was in the house. Show a little bit what they had. They were serving. You motherfuckers. Right. I love those fucking boxes, man.
Thank you. actually have, so I have cool, some man. Left if anybody wants one.
When you see them live, right in your face, you it's just like, wow. You sold one, right?
Are you jumping from up any business on him?
Yeah, actually, shout out to Fried Fish Halibut. He's got the green one.
Nice.
And he took some pictures with it.
And that was Sunday Night Heat's diorama that he picked up.
Sunday Heat's rooftop made for him.
Sold, but we can make you one.
That's right.
Wink, wink. Look at this. Mace and the Pink.
And Fried Fish Halibut, actually.
So how old is Mason again? Because he's probably going to be a really tall dude.
Four.
He's already taller than everybody. Yeah. He's
four
he's,
and a half.
He's eight. No, he's 15.
I know. Next to you, he doesn't look like much, but yeah, he's just taller than everybody else.
Yeah. I think he was my size.
Tall fucking dude then.
I kept fucking with him. I was scared he was going to punch me in the face.
Chris, I like how you and Mason alternated the same shirt both days.
It was purposefully accident.
They actually wore each other's shirts. So yeah, that's Sunday he wore Chris's shirt, and
this is Sunday Night Heat picking up his prize there.
Yeah, I was telling him what's fragile on it. It looks like he made it home in one piece. So yeah. Shout out to the Heat, man. He's my number one customer. He's actually the first person that bought a dial from me, and it's repeated several times. So
he's just a really good dude, man.
Absolutely.
Oh, look at this. Oh, this is a Christmas card.
Should have took the same picture on Sunday.
Look at the Merry Christmas from Crashbox Customs.
It's like Spider-Man and Iron Man just hanging out there.
Yeah. Well, after he took them off the dial, he had to put them somewhere. So that's what you get. Oh, yeah, Bricks, the proof. I told you I had a proof. So Bricks thinks... Bricks thought Fried Fish Halibut, was somebody else. So we had to have a discussion and, like, look at pictures and verify, no, that's the guy. So
your son, he was selling pops to buy something, right? You were talking about last
week. He was selling pops to buy pops, and he actually ended up trading. He traded four of his for one he wanted, a Rick and Morty Chase pop of some character I'm not familiar with. And then he sold enough, and he had me order one on eBay. It was an SDCC My Hero Academia limited figure for some girl character. I don't know.
It was a successful adventure.
It was successful for him, correct. Yes.
That is good. That is good.
Yes.
All right, this is the 215 Toys table.
So everybody fondled him all weekend, right?
No, you know, not many people were fucking with him because
he's so big.
Yeah, buddy, his does like a retro system,
the Raspberry Pi deal.
Yeah, I forgot what the fuck it was called, but you know he had this whole Sega and retro system in front of it, and you know everybody was looking at it, but nobody could touch it.
Paul, it was not Mr. Poopy Butthole.
It was a smart move.
I don't remember, but I'll find out.
It's the cat one.
No, it was the dog god, whatever his name is.
Oh, okay, Mr. Fluffers or snakes. Yeah.
I got to tell you, man, it's really fucking big. It's fucking impressive.
You know what?
I don't know.
I like it a lot, and everybody's going to fucking talk shit right
now. Nah, Jay, man. But it felt
very play school when I looked at it.
Yep.
I don't know if it was just me, but it looked very, especially the big fat legs.
You mean like play school? Like those little, like those people that were just had pegs? Like those. Like,
no, I'm talking like it looked like a kid's toy.
Oh.
He's holding Ollie, Charles. He's got the Rock mascot in his hand.
So shout out to Ace for some of those picks. I got those picks.
And I can see what you mean, Jerry's.
And this was one of the hourly prizes too. Got one on Saturday.
Yeah, they actually they showed up at Ollie's later that day too.
And he, you know, always what Hung does with his tables, he just throws out product out there, and people could fuck with him, transform him, and play with him, and really good display. Always on point with what he's doing there.
Paul, it was the Mr. Meeseeks Chase.
Oh, the blue one.
Yeah,
they said it was a dog.
I'm kidding. This is funny. This pick is funny here. Bobby Skullface was there, but he forgot to bring his mask. So Jose said, "Yo, I got you."
And that's and, famous Mikey Shoulders. If anybody,
yeah, shout out to Mikey Shoulders, man, good dude.
Yeah. So that all the stuff on that table that looks like stuff Bobby wouldn't buy, I'm sure he'll tell the story another show. But
yeah, shout out to Robert
say,
D.
Let's just say he got gifted some things.
Robert D showed up looking like the dude from Jurassic Park, the old dude. He had some cabana wear on with some bamboo sandals.
And he had a cane.
Yeah, he definitely had a cane. I saw it. It was up his ass.
Welcome to NJCC.
Welcome to NJCC.
This was Jose table.
Yeah,
man.
This is Jose, man, doing his thing. Tons.
He brought tons of stuff.
Yeah, shout
dude,
out to
Jose him. Was killing it.
Look, hey, I like the mirror here. It's got Heat taking this. Did Heat take this picture?
Yeah, it's probably Heat's picture.
The mirror there. So listen, Jose, I know you're watching. Stop drinking Pepsi, man. It's gross. Jose admitted that he likes Pepsi
and RC Cola,
and he buys oversized KOs, and we just listen. I'm drinking Diet Coke,
but he doesn't. He doesn't like cola champagne.
Yeah, cola champagne is put out there to stop the procreation of urban youth in the ghetto.
To Brandon. Hey, 46 likes, 42 watching. Good job, everybody.
Nice.
So listen, Brian Brink brought his actual eighth grade science fair board. he found it in the basement, cleaned it off. It was the vinegar and baking soda volcano. We had to wipe some of it off, but he printed out all the logos or either kept them from last time. I'm not sure which. We had a nice ROC Cool Table Network display there, and then
he said, "Dust, I got a fucking pair of scissors and some fucking logos and a glue stick.
And
can
a glue
you do
stick.
Something with it?"
Yo, Brian, you didn't bring any glitter.
No glitter, man. It gets everywhere.
And it wasn't like a small pair of scissors. It was one of those big ass half a foot fucking long scissors. So carpal tunnel wasn't helping.
You know what I had in my bag? I had a box cutter, which I know you're handy with, and a hot glue gun. But
well, you know, we made it work, and I think that display looks very, very nice. I tried to keep it symmetrical and well done, so it worked.
Yeah, it looked great. And then you put all those chugs there, and
made it look. Shout out to Cheap Chugs, Cheap Chugs.
I in the top right.
Cheap Chugs. Brian, you want to talk about this, brother?
Yeah, let's talk about this.
Yeah, this was the tilt to ankle right here, right, guys?
That's right.
Yeah. No, good, Brian. Good.
So we're on the floor. You know, obviously we got this beef, me and Dust, with Phoenix and ankles, and so we walk by Hung's table, and he's got the prototype there, and I'm like, dude, can I see that? And I pull it up, I show it to Dust, and I tilt the ankle. I tilt it. And Dustin, dude, I thought you were fucking pulling my leg. You were like blown away. You're like, oh my God, I got to eat crow. The ankle tilts. And I'm like, I know it doesn't tilt much, but you're saying that yours didn't tilt at all. So you said yours didn't tilt at all.
No. And right out the box, there was no tilt. And I didn't think to force it because it's a third party figure. Don't fuck with it.
Listen, Dust, what you have to do is have 4,900 sweaty nerds play with it over a 3-month period, and then it loosens up.
Yeah, well, you know, once I fucking felt that, I'm like, oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Now I'm fucked. Everything that I said for the past fucking 2 weeks, I got to eat it now. So I can't
believe you thought it had no tilt at all.
No, I didn't think it had tilt at all, man. It just goes to show you, man, I don't watch video reviews anymore. I don't give a fuck anymore about video reviews. So out of the box, mine didn't have an ankle tilt because it was out the box and tight. So when I got home, I cracked them, and it's not – come on, guys. Let's just face it. It's not an ankle tilt. It's an ankle – you know what I mean? There's a little bit there, but I have to eat crow, and I have to say, I'm sorry, Brian, and I shook your hand, and I said, Definitely, it's my bad. I did not know. And it doesn't make any excuse for the screw holes, the light plastic shampoo quality plastic in the arms, the hole right through the fucking chest, the DACA toys ripoff for design in the chest, you know. But I have to definitely say, I'm sorry, Brian. And I did. And that, you know, I went up to you, I shook your hand, and I said, I'm sorry. Let's go get a beer.
And we spent a lot of time at the bar. Yeah, this we weekend. Did. So instead no of, one was buying anything.
No. Instead of tilting the ankle, we tilted the beers.
That's right.
And that's me and you right there tilting the beers. Shout out to the Loose Cannon.
That's me drinking my Loose Cannon.
Yep. So I'm Brian. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry for everybody out there. I still have some problems, but the ankle is not one. But it's not that big of an ankle tilt. I'm giving it to you right now. I'm giving it to you.
All right, man. I'll take it.
Making me want some Loose Cannon right now.
It's good stuff, man.
It is good. We had a good time at the bar, man.
Drink 45 minutes, then go try selling stuff.
Yeah, it was fun. Like I was drinking 2 pints to his 1, and he's like, "Yo, this is like 9%."
Yeah, that stuff. Yeah, two.
It was like $8 a bottle. So shout out to Chuck, man. Chuck was hanging out with us at the bar, and Chuck got pretty fucked up. Chuck C, he got pretty fucking wild, man. He's like, yeah, I got to drive home in like 2 hours.
Yeah, we were doing another round. He's like,
Come on, have another beer, man. He was like, Dust, you shouldn't sell your mask collection. Motherfucker, I want your money. I'm selling my mask collection.
I want your money.
Shout out to Chuck, man. We had a great time. There's a Loose Cannon right there for you.
Yep.
Hey, and I guess now I think we're done with everything else. This is going to be more of a, more or less, hanging out with everybody. This is more of a people segment here, right?
Kenny,
here.
Do you have any other questions?
You can pepper in your questions here as we go.
Yeah. As we go through this, man, Kenny. If anybody got anything,
Dan, if you have questions,
is Dan still here?
I am here.
All right, great.
He's watching.
Look at Chuck. Chuck's ripped. Look at those eyes. He's ready to turn green. He's like 1980s or 70s fucking Bruce Banner right there from TV. He's like Lou Ferrigno right there.
You won't like me.
So one thing that I kind of touched on before, but I didn't ask it this way. You guys like dominate like almost every single time that you've gone for the past like couple years anyway. How many people know who you are and like what the ROC is there? Like, is it the same people going every time, or is it new people and they, you know, see what you guys are all about, especially that you have tables now?
So I'll jump in. I got there. We left at 4 o'clock on Saturday, drove 2.5 hours, got there about 6:30, get there, start setting up. And a fellow walks over and says, "Hey, are you Pinkerton?"
I'm just going to leave it right here because I got to use the bathroom.
Yeah, that's fine. So, yeah, I am. Oh, man, I'm a big fan. I watch you guys all the time. And I was like, oh, thanks. His name is Danny. We talked about Danny earlier. Shout out to Danny.
Yeah, shout out to Danny.
So, yeah, and we had a couple other people that, you know, so they enjoy watching the show and stuff. But, I've been to 2. Some of you other guys can probably speak on this a little more. But, you know, we're definitely a known entity there. The Realm of Collectors is quite a presence, you know, especially having tables and whatnot now. Brian, yep. I know you've been more than in J-Rays. Yeah, you guys have been going for a long time.
Yeah, we used to just hang out in the aisles. Now we got a home base and we sell.
Gives us and hang out in the aisles.
and talk to people. And it's funny, you see the same customers now, right? I don't know, customers, friends, whatever, same thing, but they stop by. We talk about, you know, what they've been doing since the last show, things like that. There's this guy, Mike. I like to refer to him as Military Mike. First time I met him, he had like a cane and a neck brace, and now he's doing better. And didn't buy a lot for me this time, but I didn't really have anything good to sell.
It wasn't for lack of trying, because you
That's true.
To push everything on him right well, there at the was, end.
It's the closing hours of Sunday, right? And I'm like, oh, I got one here. I'll know he'll get something from me. I was pushing everything I could. He's like, nope. But, yeah, it's good times for sure. And we always get some new faces to come by. There's a Frank Harvey that's new in the group. He stopped by. He actually put some stuff on the table to sell as well.
No relation.
And yeah, he hung with us the whole day on Saturday. So it was good meeting him, talking to him. We actually went to the same school. We're the same age, all that good stuff. So that's cool.
Wait, so you know him?
No. I just met him.
So you went to the same school and went to and are the same age, but you'd never met him before?
That's right.
You know what's funny is when I lived in Indiana, I had a Coke rep. And he took over my the route that was my store in like January or February, and he just hits me up and he was like, oh, I got some Dunkin' Donuts stuff coming in. And he was a younger guy, like a lot of the reps were older guys, and I was like, oh man, like that just makes me wish that we had like real Dunkin' Donuts here. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you know, back where I'm from, like Dunkin' Donuts is good. It's shit out here. Like it's doesn't taste good, and that's why people don't like it. And then he goes, where are you from? And I would always just say Boston to make it easy. And he's like, all right, really, where are you from? And I'm like, Carver. And he's like, I'm from Plymouth, which is the town. They're bordering towns. And we're like, whoa, like that's crazy. Every time we talked, there was another thing that like we were linked. We grew up in the same town before that in Pembroke, Massachusetts. We went to the same elementary school.
That was Jason L. He won a Deadpool as one of the door prizes too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we had some lucky guys on our team winning.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that won. Sorry, I didn't know what type things. I just popped in and started flipping through. What are we talking? Are we talking stories?
Oh yeah,
prime story. Are we going to sleep now? Are we going?
There was a guy there that won three fucking raffles on Sunday alone.
Rigged.
It was dumb.
Yeah, so Jason L, Justin L, Jason Lowry, aka JAYLOW, JLO, was in the house with their others.
Oh, also, a little secret to this raffle I noticed. So they put all the tickets in a cardboard box, right? And they do put their hand in there and they swish them all around. But, you know, I think my tickets I bought early on Saturday. So they were some of the first tickets in there, and they were probably just stuck to the bottom. So if you're going to go there and buy raffle tickets, buy them right before the first raffle.
I got mine Sunday morning. And
Russ and Anna was there, man. Shout out to Russ and Anna. They made it out. Ralph the Vendetta.
Yeah.
Good dude, man. Good hanging out with that dude, man.
Yeah, it was nice to meet him.
Yep, he's in the chat, too, tonight.
What up, Russ?
I like his little lanyard he's got there. It's nice.
Yo, dude bought fucking mad ROC. Yeah, we went through all the beanies and we only have two glasses left.
Yeah, right? He bought glasses.
He bought beanies, glasses, man. It was good, man. Jose and G Money.
G Money wearing another blue shirt.
G Money's like, yo, granola life.
Don't have blue shirts.
Granola life. He's like, hot water and granola.
Shout out to the clean eating dude. I tell you, egg whites and plain oatmeal.
Speaking of the shirts, I thought it was nice how we were all repping all the different shirts on different days.
Yeah, nobody.
We didn't actually look like a full tilt gang this time.
It was all over
the variety pack going. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Bricks, Jose, and Russ on the creep.
Photo bombing with slave eyes.
Yep.
And check out Bricks' channel on YouTube, Bricks on Dollar. We he and I did a Clutch Drinks Crazy Soda with Friends episode.
I posted in the group. It was funny, man.
Dude, Jose, I was dying laughing. He just comes in at the end with his little quip.
Yeah, I was the one that was fucking videoing that shit, man. So when Jose came, he's like, yeah, fuck that shit, man. That shit's in the ghetto. It's, you know, they're trying to stop fucking for procreation in the ghetto.
He goes, 50 cents for 24 ounces? You do the math.
You do the math. It's just funny as fuck. And, this is a good one right here, man. Dom with no chair. Shout out to Ruckin' Rolling Steel popped in. My brother Brian was there. Ace Milo, Russ and Anna. Bricks doing his thing. Jay Ruse on the Neil.
Taking a shit.
The car salesman guy over here.
Oh, and that's Mike there.
Yeah, Mike was there, man. Good fucking day, man. Look at these guys.
Dom with no chair.
Yeah, Dom with no chair. That dude was chair life, man.
Dude, he sold more than all of us from that chair. And he was sitting all the way on the other side.
Let's talk about Dom and what Dom was doing here. This is like these like 15 minutes, man. Dom had everything that was recent that was hot that everybody wanted. Your Octanes and Blitz Wings and your Six Shot and your Marvel two packs. Yeah, the Marvel two packs that everybody wants, and like everybody, and they were fairly priced.
Yeah.
You know, his Octane and Blitzwings, you know, they would like, what were they, 30, 35?
Yeah, 30, 35.
You figure 25 at a store plus tax.
Yeah.
You know, so he's paying under 30, and he's only making like $5 a fucking figure. So if you shipped it, it would be the same thing. So that's fair. And that's how he had all his prices down the fucking line. But as soon as someone bought it and they walked away, he went under the table, pulled out some bags, boom, boom. Post-its up, done.
Yeah, it put some like back.
It seemed like nobody was buying anything from him because he just kept putting shit back.
Yeah, Dusty's not the only one that does that. Maybe some of us are a little more sneaky than others. And that's an old wrestling gimmick there, man. You never throw your hand. It's the last one, right? The only one on the table. You don't want to stack them high.
Dude, he had a case of sea sprays under the table.
Fucking asshole. Turn
sea spray.
Asshole. Fuck you, Dom. Nah, but honestly, and like when you walked around the con, you saw everybody else's prices for the same figures. They were like easily $5 to $10 more than what he was asking. So, you know, just give him a couple bucks for his time. You know, it's not bad. Wasn't bad at all. Wasn't shameful. Oh, look at this pic. This one definitely needs some bubbles here, you know? You know, some comic bubbles.
Did anybody take a picture of the hug?
Oh, with Hung and Asian Kid Bat? Yeah. No, all I heard there was some sort of pink penis hanging out. I don't know.
Yeah, it was weird.
Red Rocket.
So, shout out to Dan Make You Cry. Yeah, with the big nipples on the Voltron's head. Nipple action.
Wow.
A Barfly Life.
Yep, EE Prime there.
Yeah,
cool dude.
Yeah,
he bought something.
EE Prime hopped on a fucking subway from Queens to Manhattan. Got on a fucking bus from Manhattan down to South Jersey to be there.
G Money picked him up.
Yeah, man. Shout out to that dude, man. That's fucking incredible. That's a fucking pain in the ass, man. You're waking up at 6 a.m. to be somewhere at like 10. 11 o'clock. That's fucking crazy, man.
Yep.
A little more? Yeah, we got a lot of fucking group picks, man. This is great. This is what it's all about. It ain't about what's on the fucking shelves. This is what it's all about right here.
I just love Brink showing off the loose cannon there.
That's Ralphie, man. Shout out to Ralphie, man. Good dude, man.
Yep.
The funny thing, he lives in Garfield, New Jersey, so he's not far at all. So we're thinking about doing some, for all his Jersey guys, Jay Bruce, meetups like at Rockaway, going to Toys R Us and all the stores and having
rock.
Some
B-Day. A rock fest,
if you will. Rockaway. So rock he's not far. Look at these guys. Glasses in the house.
Puerto Rico represent.
Ow.
Jay Bruce, your shirt inside out? What's that about?
First string and second string.
How's it inside out?
It's backwards.
It's so limited, it's backwards.
It's so limited.
Jose's is backwards, too. It's a fucking... It's a
y'all look so... Y'all like this is like the worst mixtape cover ever.
I'm going to put in hashtag, we spit hot fire.
I'm going to get a BB gun.
That's our first and second stringers right there.
First and second stringers. Yeah, there it is. Oh, man. Shout out to Heat, man.
Yep.
Heat and Brink. Yeah, that's a pretty odd pick right there. Shout out to Self Life. Behind the tables, of course, Dom sitting down. Yeah, you know what? We really had a nice stretch there. There was just no AC. The AC was not cranking on our side of the building.
And it was a little claustrophobic behind that table, man. I could only be there for so long.
That was the problem. That's the problem with Dom sitting down. You couldn't get in or out.
You couldn't get past him.
You were trapped.
So Dom was like,
Bricks, I didn't see Bricks move from behind that table until Dom got up. So he stuck there for like 2 hours. And you couldn't even tuck and roll underneath the table because there was so much shit underneath them. So you were, like, you were just trapped.
Fucking dumb, man.
It's a fire hazard.
What makes it worse is he was sweating so bad that you wouldn't want to move past him. You'd just fucking be soaking wet by the time you get past
him. Oh, man, the audio viewers will not understand the fucking insanity of this fucking picture right now.
But it's funny, like, when I was, right before I left the house, I brought a roll of paper towels because I'm like, because I knew I was going to be sweating. I got there after Jose got done setting up. He was sweating bullets. I'm like, dude, paper towels. He's like, oh, thank God. It's like, man.
Here's a pic of me and Steele that he took. I'm so glad Brian made it back, man. He had such a great weekend.
Riddler Circle says, leave Dom alone. Maybe he got a bum knee. Probably got two bum knees.
Yeah, he's got two bum knees. Football. I think we re-sparked interest in all, you know, in the collecting world for him, man. So shout out to Heat, man. This is a great pick right here. Such a good dude, man.
Is this the first NJCC Steel's gone to in a while?
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, the last one he had his heart attack right before the night before we were supposed to go. He had a heart attack.
Damn.
And a fucking quadruple bypass, man. Does this dude look like he had a fucking quadruple bypass 5 months ago? And that's how we looked then. Get those EKGs, people. Check them valves.
Damn, there's a lot. Wow. Sweet.
Yeah, man, we took a lot of... Look at Chuck's like, I just came back from the bar.
Hey, shout out to Gort there in the background.
Yeah, shout out to Gort,
really,
man.
First time I've ever really talked much with him. He's always... Yeah. I've met him half a dozen times, but... Yeah, we actually got to talk a little bit this time. It's cool, dude.
He's a quiet guy.
He was glad that there was a Saturday show so that he could attend. Usually on Sundays, it's rough for him. So
he's got that Amazon life.
That's a cool thing about the 2 days right there, though.
What's that, bud?
For people that it's tough one day or the other.
Yeah.
They can still go. So.
I thought you were going to say there's something tough about Chuck's one eye that's shut. Oh, this was a good shot, man. This is when we're at the bar, man.
On your shoulder.
That's just an L, man. It is a celebrity, just an L. You know, and Heat doing the fist bump.
That was cool, man.
See, now Anna was supposed to be on this side. That's why I was doing the crisscross with the fingers, and she decided to go the other way.
And I tried to do the Jisk mean mug in the background on that one.
And here it is. This is the final shot that we had.
Picture cracks me up.
Not there. And there's so much in this picture you can look at. And,
we got Ace doing Jay Ruse's usual squat thing.
Yeah, yeah. This is great.
Jay Ruse is doing the dude.
His articulation.
But it actually worked good because everybody kind of dug down a little bit and then the super tall.
Yeah, it was weird because I couldn't do my kneeling pose because Ace was doing it. And then I had to duck down for all the short people behind me, so I was caught in between.
I can't.
You're like the focus. It's like we're all going to fold around and protect you.
Yeah. I can't do it, but then we got Rock and Roll over here.
And look, Cobra Commander and his staff. Go back.
Yeah. No. I don't know how to do this in this program, so I'm just trying to do this. And then we got the Cobra Commander staff, right? And then we got this guy here. Shout out to people say that was Keith from KFC. Man, that's Keith's fantasy right there.
Did you say he bought a chug with change?
No, a Rock and Roll did. Rock and Roll bought one of my chugs with change. He gave me four singles and A dollar and change.
That guy won this the San Diego Comic-Con NECA Turtles, I think. That was
that's mm-hmm. what I that's the prize I wanted.
Shout out to Rock and Roll. You know what sucks? I never got a fucking chance to get a picture with those guys, man. Never got a chance to get a picture with them, man. And that's it. That's all I have.
Well, we can tell some stories, and I'm going to tell this one. So, we got there and figured out head count and figured out where we were going to go for dinner, and we didn't even really talk about where we were going. We were going to B-Dubs.
Oh, there's no talk about that.
There was no conversation. We just went to B-Dubs and had a I gotta tell the story, Brian.
Yeah,
so, we're texting back and forth and trying to figure out. It turns out we got 15 people that are going to dinner, right? And I know we went to this B-Dubs like last time we came here, and it was fucking balls out packed. Remember that? It was like people waiting everywhere.
Yeah, it was a Friday. No,
it was a Friday. It was a Friday.
Because
we got
there. No, no, no.
We got there the night before. Yeah.
Right. No, it was just a Sunday show last time, remember? So it was Saturday.
Yes, yeah, so it was a Saturday. Oh,
Saturday. Pardon me. Yeah.
My bad. So we go, we start. I find the number after a little bit of confusion about what town it was in. The Marble Mouth kid on the phone. Go ahead.
He kept answering the phone and saying it was in a different town. We're like, we're not in that town.
But he was actually No, long story short, 10 minutes later, we figure out we're calling the right place. He's like, yeah, I need to make a reservation for a party of 15. And he's like, well, we really don't make reservations. You could talk to the manager, but... we really don't do – yeah, can you, like, put us on the wait list? He's like, well, we don't do anything like that. So I hang up, and Gort says, you know what you do to get around that. You call and tell me we're the business. Okay. So Brink calls back and says, yeah, this is Brian Brink with the Rock Corporation. We have our quarterly meeting today, and we need to reserve a table for dinner.
But it was funny. At first I said, my assistant called you before, and he said you don't
make
reservations.
Yeah, I was the assistant.
and the guy's like, oh, I'm sorry. Would you like to speak to the manager? I'm like, yeah, you please get your manager, please. And then I gave the phone back to Chris.
He told me to be him. He's like, yeah. So I told her, I was like, we have our quarterly meeting. We had dinner plans elsewhere that fell through, so we took a vote, and everybody voted for Buffalo Wild Wings. And we got 15 people coming into our quarterly meeting, and she's like, sure, no problem. What do you mean to put it under? Put it under the ROC. So we had a table when we got there. It turns out it was not busy at all, so that was probably all a waste of time. But I thought that was pretty funny.
I've never seen a fucking B-Dubs that dead.
Yeah, I don't know if there was something going on in that
main night like that,
Yeah, it was even when we left, at that, like 10 o'clock or whatever. So then afterwards, some of us went on a little bit of a toy hunt. There's a Toys R Us and a Walmart right there together.
Before you do that, hey, I forget that waitress's name, but shout out to her, man. 15 people, and she held it down pretty well.
Yeah.
I went live on Flaccid Fanatics and put her up on the fucking screen. Like, who am I talking to? It don't matter. She's like, hey, guys, how are you?
Dust had his napkins. He was a happy man.
Yeah. That's right. And shout out to Bricks. Did he eat chicken? He ate chicken to the point where if he took it home to give to his dog, which I know you're not supposed to do, the dog would have said, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this? There wasn't a bit of meat left on that bone.
And he got
We got questions about this, so we could hit that from the Facebook group.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's go ahead and get into those questions then, because I have a feeling we're going to...
Anybody got them up?
No, of course not.
Of course not. Keep going with your story then.
I don't know where the story went.
Well, anybody else?
So... So Jay Roos, tell the
I got it. Jay Roos, what's up?
Tell the what happened to you when you came. Tell that story.
Oh, so yeah. So Saturday night, I was only gonna go for Sunday, right? So Saturday night I look at the website and says open Saturday and Sunday 8 to 4. I'm like, cool. Great. I gotta wake up at 5:30 in the morning to get ready to do a 2-hour drive to get to the show. No problem. Drive 2 hours, half tired, get to the show. I get there 8 o'clock on the dot, walk into the lobby, walk up to the table, have my $20 out. Oh, sorry, honey. The show doesn't start till 10 o'clock. Wait, what do you mean? The website says 8. Oh, no. Yeah, they changed it to 10. Like, fantastic. I just drove for 2 hours to get here at 8 o'clock in the morning. No problem. I'll be back. Text the guys. They're like, oh, yeah, they changed it yesterday. Why don't we go out to breakfast? We're going to Bob Evans. I'm like, what the fuck is a Bob Evans? They're like, oh, no, yeah, we're going to Bob Evans. So I Google it, and they're like, oh, yeah, Gary's here. I'm like, who the fuck is Gary?
Like, weird science. Right. Who the fuck is Gary? Son, Gary.
It's like, okay, I'm going to go to Bob Evans with Gary. No problem. Let's go. And then we go to Bob Evans and have a fucking delightful breakfast. And then we get back to the show at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, Bob Evans, man. They got that fucking bacon unlocked.
Dude, that bacon was amazing.
Yeah, it was perfect. It wasn't overcooked. It was perfect.
So they have something on the menu. It's an appetizer. I don't know if they have it at breakfast. It's called candied bacon. It's bacon with, like, I don't know what they put on it. It's like sweet stuff on it. It is amazing. So shout out to Bob Evans.
Hey, what happened with Mamba Man? What did he do? He was banned by Chris Pinkerton. What did Mamba Man do?
I don't ask you when you ban people. When you drop certain words in the chat, you're going to get banned.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
In the sensitive time of our nation, let's not.
Oh, I can view it. That's cool.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Nonetheless. So, so we end up going we go on a little bit of a toy hunt. We go to the Toys R Us. So it's me, Brian Mason,
Justin. Now I see why. I see why Mamba was bad. Fuck you, Mamba. Eat a dick.
Justin L. His wife, Jason, and his wife, and of course Tyler. And we go to Toys R Us and then go to Walmart. And just Walmart's so pitiful, man. It looked like. I don't know what it looked like. I went into Walmart today that like, they were resetting it, so the toys were all in buggies, and it almost looked like that at that Walmart we went to. But they weren't resetting it, so.
Dude, it was a good time. But, I picked up some granola bars for the next day. That was nice.
I didn't have one.
So
shout out to KJ Sparkles and peanut butter cookies, though.
Yeah,
those things are awesome.
Between the peanut butter cookies and Ace coming with the snack packs, kept it down. We locked it down, man. We were good.
Yeah. We didn't have to order lunch on Sunday. 90s Adam Sandler
special. And shout out to those bar runs.
Yeah. Dust is just like, where's Brink?
Y'all were gone half the damn day. I gave up on you. I forgot y'all were there.
Nah, we were drinking and we're like, all right, there's a fucking drawing coming up. All right, who wants to take the tickets to go listen?
You know? That was Sunday, right? Because we were like, where the fuck did Dustin Brink go?
This shit was fucking like, I saw tumbleweeds go past the fucking.
And Jose disappeared for a minute. I was like, where the fuck is everybody?
And like,
every time Jose walked more than 2 feet away, somebody's like, how much is this shit that Jose didn't price? I started just making up prices.
Yeah, Jose was like, let me tell you like this, $35.
And Jose would come up, he's like, hey, how you doing? How can I help you? He was like, Jose was like goddamn selling TVs at fucking Circuit City. It was great.
And do you know anything about the ROC? The ROC is a fucking he's right into the spiel. It was great.
Jose, you're maybe in the wrong line of work, my man. You may need to get a clip on tie and go hustle some TVs, man. RCA, ROC, you know.
Same thing. It doesn't matter. You can watch in your house. We can watch with you.
Y'all come over. I'll watch it with you. Make sure it works. You know, put on some
movies. Watch it with you. Know, every Friday, we have some beers. You got a community right behind you.
I got some 4K porno I'll bring over real clear, real bright. You get to see every mole on her back. You know, they're really good looking stuff. Fun times had by all. So. That was my second NJCC. It was, and I was talking to somebody about the experience overall, and it was very different this year, this time, rather than the one in the spring/winter, because it was I think one, we were in the room, two, it wasn't balls freezing, and three, it just I don't know, it just seemed like a lot more
And it may be because we were in the big room, a lot more interactive crowd. I think we.
You really think so? You think being in that room, it was better?
I tell you, from a business standpoint, it was.
Yeah.
Really? For me, yeah.
I thought we made more out in the fucking lobby.
Well, we had different inventory, but.
Yeah, that's true.
I just think we got more traffic.
Yeah. The only thing that we didn't have was the lounge.
Yeah, we didn't get that lounge life.
But maybe we can get on the inner part next time as opposed against the wall. We might have some more room to move around.
I think, I don't know. Because then you're running up against all those other dudes. I think against the wall is a better spot. But maybe against the wall, the back wall, or the front wall, not the side walls.
You know, there was nothing that we couldn't do by pushing tables forward. We could have pushed tables a foot forward and had more room.
Yeah,
we
probably.
Yeah, but I think we were better off. Like when on Sunday when I got there, I think we were better off selling from the outside than selling from behind the tables.
I hear you.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think I think that's a better interaction.
We could push the tables to the back of the wall and just be in front.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, to be honest, I mean, I've been in that corner before in other NJCCs, and you can't get through there because there would be hordes of people this year.
Well, I picked the corner, literally the corner, and people would just be standing and just bullshitting in front of my booth. So I'd say, hey, Mason, go out there and say, excuse me. I'd say, walk down the aisle and come back just to get them to move.
But even this year, they block your tables up.
Yep.
And this year, they didn't have the horde. We didn't have the horde this year.
Not like normal.
I got one whiff. I got one whiff is all I got the whole time.
It was early too. Yeah, early in.
No, there was three or four whiffs of Teen Spirit that I fucking had.
I was like, what?
Teen Spirit. Wow. So we got plenty of time to plan for the next one. Of course, we got TFCon coming up here in less than 2 months. And then NJCC will be in March.
That's it. It's you know, it just seems like we had this TFCon and then we got Skullfest. This is it. Winter is here. Fall is coming. This is it for us, you know.
Yeah. So and listen, I know we have people all over the country and all over the world. You know, please rep the realm whenever you go to these events. If you got, you know, people that that you know that are into the things we're into and what you're into, tell them about what we're doing and help spread the word.
Yeah,
if you're going to an event and you want some business cards, hit one of us up and we'll send you out some business cards so you can hand them out and spread the word.
You don't need us either to do this, man. Just do it yourself.
Right. Don't think the realm's the people you saw in these pictures. The realm's everybody. Yep. Anybody that wants to, you know, stand for what we stand for, and that's just basically, you know, being honest with each other and being fair to people and having a damn good time while you're doing it.
Yep.
We're about it.
Yeah, I just want to put out there, too, if you have toy shows near you or you don't know if you do, try to hunt some down because, like, for instance, we went on that Toys R Us run, and I walked down looking for the aisle that had the good toys and never found it. But, like, you go to these shows, you walk around that horseshoe there or the circle, pardon me, and you can just look at tables of, like, toys. It's just awesome, man. I just that's what I love about these toy shows.
And, you know, we didn't even really get into all the shit that was there. I mean, there was... Yeah. You know, Marvel Legends, old Transformers, new Transformers. There was fucking vintage boxed G.I. Joe shit. I mean, there was a guy. I took a picture and sent it to McCloud because I know he collects them. The guy had two buckets of his tank, over his tanks, the original ones, $10 a piece. Just literally, and then he had another one with the figure for 20. And then he probably had, I don't know, 30 or 40 of these his tanks. And that's just crazy to see. The amount of G.I. Joe that was there was Star Wars, you know, just, you know, all the lines we grew up with. And then there was some oddball stuff like
My Little Pony.
There was some pony stuff there. And, you know, the guys right across the way from us, they had some crazy vintage stuff that I totally forgot about, like Beetlejuice figures and, you know, stuff like that on the car. It's just like, who has been keeping this all these years?
Yeah.
On Sunday, they had some really nice Dino Riders, too, that were in good shape.
I did see those over there. Yeah. Dino. Yeah, that just made me remember something. I remember, this is a million years ago, the Coneheads movie, they made figures from that. And they had them at Dollar Tree, and I bought them all just because they were there. No idea where those ended up going, but I guess that's kind of where some of that stuff comes from.
Snap. Mason's in the fucking chat.
He needs to get his ass out of the chat.
Look at Mace Boogie's in the chat.
Yeah, Mason said, we were talking on the way home, and it was the most ridiculous thing we saw. And he saw there's a guy that had the Marvel Legends Wolverine, the one that just came out last year for $80.
Mm.
No way.
The brown Wolverine?
Yeah.
80?
80.
Man, I'll sell mine for 40 right now. Hit me up.
It doesn't sell for 80. That guy's on crack.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mason in the chat. What up, Mace?
That can almost get you a case from Crashbox.
Frosted Flakes. That's right. Pay now and get delivered in 7 to 10 business years. That's how we went on that X-Men case. So, but yeah, a great time had by all. I mean, I had a blast. I know it's always fun to see everybody and you know, be able to just promote what we're doing and talk to like-minded people. I met some cool dudes from Maryland that are in a G.I. Joe group that I'm actually. They do other stuff too, but I'm actually going to try to hook up with them at some point in time. Maybe take some of my diorama stuff to one of their. They have a meetup like twice, three times a year in Maryland. So, you know, that's like, cool to have something local.
It's like we say, you're coming there for the people. The toys are extra.
That's right.
Yep.
That's it.
You extra. You being extra.
And shout out to the fucking air conditioning in that fucking hotel. Oh my God. It was so good. Me and Steel woke up the next morning.
At the hotel, yeah.
Yeah, at the hotel. It was like 48 degrees. We were like right before we hit carbonite. You know, we were right ready to hit carbonite here. Yo, doubt. And that was the alarm, you know.
Well, we forgot to close our freaking blinds. So yeah. Me and Brian were both at 7 o'clock like,
the one thing about that hotel, they didn't have the deadening, the light dead blinds or the curtains.
The blackout ones.
Yeah, they didn't have blackout curtains, man. It was like, even me and Brian said, like you know, we got up super early, like 7:30. We're like,
me and Brian were both up about that early, and I look over at Mason in the floor right in front of the air conditioner has literally mummified himself in the blankets. I'm like, you all right? He's like,
Like Ace when we went to TFCon for the first time. Ace had that fucking stupid pullout right in front of the air conditioner, man.
Piece of shit. Piece of shit.
Mm. Man, it's great, man. I can't wait. This is the season. It's the start of the season, man.
Yep.
We're going to have a good time this fucking season.
Yeah. Yep. Good deal. Well, hey, Brian, you want to...
We didn't do the questions.
Shit. Okay. Fuck. I thought we did the questions.
No, we didn't do the questions. Are we going to do them or are we going to not do them?
If they're about NJCC, we should probably do them.
Yeah, I mean, it's stupid shit. You know how the fucking ROC Facebook group does. do you think it's time for the event to move to a bigger venue by Kylan Anderson Michael Sprouse? This dude's got like 7 names. How do you have 7 names on fucking Facebook?
I don't think it needs... I think there's more potential there. Like, for example, NECA had its own room. I think there's more potential for more space that way. And I think if he continues to do a 2-day show, I think it's probably just right because the crowd, it thins it out some.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't full or crowded on Sunday at all. There was, I think at one point, what, like maybe 11:30, between 11:30 to 12:30, it got really little congested. But I think there was plenty of space, and there's a lot of dealer space left too.
Yeah,
a lot Saturday morning, after early bird, so at 10 o'clock, it got busy as hell.
Yeah,
it was very crowded in there until 12:15, then it slowed up till about 2,
and then there was another rush
right around 2.
Yeah.
And then Dust went to the bar the entire time. So
okay. Then I died. Okay. Who Todd R said, who were the little spoons?
Well, Asian kid Matt, of course. He's got a fold out in the back of the
side. Norlex says, is it an actual Comic-Con or just a good reason to sell and offload shit?
No, it's not a boot sale as you would call it across the pond, but it is a toy show. It is not it is not a con in the true conventional.
It's a more or less, hey, You need to get this shit out of your house. Get out of here. I don't want it anymore. All right, babe. There's a toy convention. I'm going to take my stuff, and I'm going to try to sell it.
Well, there are some people that, you know, probably make a living selling toys. And then there's people like us that some of us may sell some stuff on the side and then, you know, clear out some old stuff. And in the past, I think there's been more artists there. But, you know, Bobby,
was
there with his art, his DMH stuff. So he was really the only artist there. Mikey and Cade was shirts were there the second day. So they
squared out space. I think because they had the whole fucking lobby rented out to the boss shit. That they didn't have any many artists because usually the artist is like right in the lobby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Antoine. Shout out to Antoine. Anything stood out from the con compared to previous years?
It was a 2-day show.
All right. Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think it should have been a 2-day show. Just me personally. Like knowing I've been going for 3 years and on a Sunday at like 12 o'clock, you can't get through there without going sideways.
Yeah.
And it wasn't there.
Yeah. It's interesting too, because it's the same vendor. So it's more or less 2 days to increase foot traffic. But as we saw on Sunday, there wasn't much.
Plus it's the summer. It's a big August is a big vacation month.
Yeah.
People are going out and doing things like retail is just dropped in August, you know? Paul C, shout out to Chicago, Paul. Who ate the most wings?
Bricks.
Bricks.
Wasn't me.
Yeah, Dom couldn't even finish his wings, but Bricks did.
I finished mine, but I got a medium.
Yeah, but Bricks got a large, man. He was the first one done.
Really?
Yep.
Were they boneless?
Nope. He didn't pitch out.
It was kind of hard to monitor because that fucking table was so fucking big, man.
Yep. We had the south side and the north side.
I want to hear the recap of the ankle tilt fight. We talked about the ankle tilt. Yep. Tilt the beer. How many beers to get Chuck C drunk? And I said, I had to let me check my debit statement because I was buying all the beers.
It only takes one for Chuck X.
All right, Paul C. says, which ROC shirt was the most commonly worn this weekend?
Probably last year's Rock Pack was the most commonly worn, but there was a good spread of, say, Reverse Devi did not make an appearance.
Yeah, nope. There was no Reverse Devi, but no we had Devi. Some firsts. We had the first version, you know. We had some firsts.
A lot of Rock Fathers.
Yeah, Rock Fathers. I saw Rock Fathers.
Probably my favorite shirt we've done. I wish I had another one. This one's about had it.
Remix.
But yeah, it was the TF Con last year's TF Con shirt was probably the most prevalent one there.
All right, and that's that's pretty much all we got in that, man. Thank you guys for your questions. As fucked up as they were, you can't be serious. But nobody could be fucking serious in this fucking group, and I love it.
So let me just ask you guys, what was the most mystifying price you saw on something there? Like the $80 Wolverine, me and Mason talked about that. What did you guys see that was priced? Just you couldn't do anything but shake your head.
Some asshole was trying to sell that TF Clone exclusive Sphinx for $180.
was that you?
Yeah, that was me.
Some asshole had some articulated icons for like $75-$80.
Yeah, but there was only like one or two assholes that were doing that.
Yeah, there was only one. So
I sold one for that much.
So. Yeah, you had to want everybody on it.
Before you got into the show.
Before I even made it into the fucking room. I didn't even put it on the table.
I'm trying to think what I saw. Oh, I saw a mint. It was, to be honest, it was mint and sealed box. The re-release of the Millennium Falcon, I think it was a Toys R Us exclusive for, was it eight something or is it seven something? It's like $700 or $800. It was wild shit.
Yo, here's a story. And I don't mean to go for this, but you just reminded me of something because it's a big box item. Brian, myself, and whoever was at the bar. And I see Dom.
Oh, yeah.
Big ass fucking box on the right side of my eye. I turn around. He goes through the lobby. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I'm looking. If you guys know the restaurant, if you're at the bar, you see out the parking lot. I see this motherfucker walking with this big ass box in his hand. And he's doing his little trot. It's a fucking Castle Grayskull. And he's running to his car like he's a happy motherfucker. Right? He bought the, what was that, the Classics Grayskull?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. I think he paid like $250 for that. I don't know. Is that a good price? I don't know.
Mason just texted me another one. There's somebody selling the $120, the Mary Jane and Spider-Man 2-pack for $120.
I was just trying to say, like, fucking seeing Dom run across the parking lot, who's been sitting for 2 days, was running across the parking lot with his goodies,
dude.
Like a fucking like a child running down the steps on Christmas morning.
Tomorrow night on the hangout, Dom is gonna go off on all you motherfuckers. Yeah, well,
guess what? I won't be there.
I did sell a pizza Spidey for $45. That's pretty nice.
Fair market value.
I think I helped with that. So,
thanks, Dust.
What's my 3%?
Fair market value.
Kenny, any questions?
I think that was all of mine.
You're super quiet, man. We're trying to get Kenny engaged here.
I don't think he wants to get engaged. I think he's probably happily single.
Dan, are you still here? Holy shit, Dan's still here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. All
right, so let's let
questions from Dan.
No, I mean I've heard a few NJCC stuff, so I kind of have a feel for what goes on there. Hmm. So nothing comes to mind.
I thought I saw something going on in Washington. Is there a toy show going up on there soon?
Yeah, there's a I think it's Sidefest or whatever. It's like a Transformers based convention. I think that's next weekend.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I know you don't like Transformers anymore.
No.
Yeah. So what happened with that? Give me the short version. You used to.
Oh, yeah, I completed my collection.
It's a Transformers tattoo, for Christ's sake.
I have a half sleeve.
So you just don't actively purchase anything, you know?
No, because I got all the stuff I want.
Hey guys, there was a show in UK, TF Nation. Was it?
Yeah, that looked awesome.
Anything anything new come out from there?
I saw Forge get the glyph.
I don't think anything new came out from there.
There was
there's nothing on my radar. That's for sure.
There was a Kickstarter that Chris supported was there.
Yeah, the Unrustable Bastards had some prototypes. There was an exclusive.
Anything new?
Toys. There was a repaint of one of the 32 Primes that's coming out. They're doing an Ultra Magnus color.
So nothing new.
Not the only thing I remember seeing.
Just listed like three new things, Dust. Jeez.
All right. No news. Come on. All right. Let's wrap it up.
It's not going to be anything new. Everything was leaked already.
Brian Brink, why don't you tell us about who all was in the chat tonight?
Well, I'll tell you, the chat has been going crazy the last 10 minutes. It looks like there's going to be a wing challenge.
Yep. Now, hold on. Before anybody fucking says there's a fucking – let's see the likes. Anybody in the chat right now, you're live viewing. Let's get those likes up. Hit that like button.
Hey, we're getting close to your mark. We're at 48.
Not enough.
I'll go give it a like.
Not enough. All right, let's go through this chat.
Like it real quick. There you go.
All right, so a lot of people in here. We had Chris G was in there, chat winging him. Eddie Chi, Clutch, Bricks on the Dollar, EE Prime, Frogman 78, Knight of Ren, KJ Smith, Agent H was in there, Cabalta was in there. Cabalta had just finished watching season one Game of Thrones, so hey man, you got a lot of catching up to do.
I see 52 likes.
And by the way, for those of you who are watching Game of Thrones, I do recommend watching season one, at least the first four episodes. A lot of tiebacks. Things are coming full circle. It's good stuff.
You gotta watch season one three times to get to season two.
Yeah.
Honestly.
For sure. Hurricane BX is in there. Riddler Circle, again, you know, glad you recovered, bro. We have Dave Energon Addict back from Jamaica. Antoine Mega 81. The Vendetta was in there. Cheers, brother. I'm drinking Allagash White tonight. And Jesse James, G Money, Jason L, and Justin L coming up to NJCC from down south there. Primacon, Lionel M, Breezy Fresh. Deluxe is in there. Both Russ and Anna. Super Dimensional. Nerd Out was in here too. Sunday
Nerd Heat. Out.
Sunday Heat. Big Kid Toys. Chuck was in there. Another Jason L. So there's two Jason L's.
Ooh, doppelganger.
That's oh. right. Sam M. Sam, I got to see that custom cable. That was really, really cool, man. Nice job.
So you're going to buy one now, right?
Maybe.
Stuff it up his butt.
Hey, he's closed out. He's closed for the season.
Really?
Yep.
I see he posted on Instagram.
Yeah,
no more.
I guess winter is coming.
Back to school, so he has to buckle down.
Oh, no. Winter, coming. Winter is coming.
And
dude, can we talk about Game of Thrones? I know I don't want to spoil anything.
I didn't watch last night, so shut the fuck up.
I'm just going to say
that Cody Life. I'm watching it tomorrow. Cody Life.
Fast. Like, it's going fast.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, in this last episode, Jon Snow was in three different areas.
Yeah, because they're getting cut. HBO was cutting the budget, and they want them to get it done.
Well, the funny thing is, Jay Bruce, I was thinking the same thing last night. I'm like, dude, it would usually it would take them a whole season to get back.
Yeah,
to get from one place to next.
Yeah, and he was like, you know what, really? Zones. Really? $100 million per episode? You're done.
Is it like how Bruce Wayne got out of the pit and into Gotham? It's like in 2 days? Is
yeah.
Like kind of travel? Okay.
No, it's faster. It's faster than that.
All right, let's talk about the chat.
There's a scene where Tyrion was one place. They swipe screen, and then he's in another spot already.
All right. Chat live.
Dude, they got the warp engines now.
That's crazy.
So we got Lord Shadowkeeper's in there. Charles is in there. Dom, tomorrow's your night, man. You can come back and all these people. Let's see. Craig R., Chicago Paul.
As Raul long as you're sitting there.
Raul was in there. Mason Pinkerton. What's up, little man? He's not little, but dude is good.
Far from little.
And lastly, the birthday boy, Nick Brammer.
Brammer
in here at the end.
Bramman, happy birthday, brother.
Mr. President.
Hey, Nick, take it easy on the sauce, boss.
Yeah. Bram juice. Keeping on the low.
All right. Let's go down the line here, and you guys can tell everyone.
Russ said Dom is going to fuck y'all up.
I'm never going to get through a clean intro or exit with these people.
No, not tonight.
Where you at there, Brink?
You can find me in the Facebook groups of Brian Brink, on Instagram at BrinkElizer. And I don't know about you guys, man, but this show tired me the hell out, man. I'm getting old.
Yeah, it was a tough weekend, man.
I'm going to start having to take Monday off.
Great. All right, Dan.
Yo, Harvey _Dent on IG, and I lurk in the Facebook groups.
And tags me in things in the realm of enablers.
I do.
Jay Ruse.
At Jay Ruse. Sometimes.
How many underscores?
Just one. Just never tells anybody.
Just there's one. So, yeah.
Kenny.
And that's it.
Oh. Cut him off. He's like, Kenny.
Yeah.
Kenny.
I'm at Kenny Prime on Instagram, and I actually messed up my Facebook, so I don't know how to log into that anymore. So, we'll see if that can get fixed, but if you're talking to me there, I'm really sorry.
Just start a new account, Prime Time with Kenny Prime.
Hey, baby.
There you go. Just do a like page, it'll be fine. All right, Dust.
Dust Mites on Instagram, Eddie Dust Mites in the groups. And that's it.
And I am Pinkerton on Instagram, PNKR10. Christopher Pinkerton on Facebook, because that's what my mama named me.
Shake it.
Crashbox Customs on all of your social media for your diorama and display needs. Pulpit Chair at the Cool Table, people. Group of like-minded podcasts and shows featuring Enter the Realm, Shattercast Uncut, Nerd Rage Radio, Plastic Fanatics, Figo Banging, Beer and Bolters 40K, 8 Weeks Stasis Lock, and Toy Detox. Shout outs to our Cobra Law family, a new record from Nathan Haskell coming out on the 28th.
August 20th
of Cabbages and Kings. Pretty pumped about that. You can send your What's in the Fucking Box and Shelf Life videos too.
Into the Realmcast at gmail.motherfucking.com.
Shout outs once again to tf-prototype.com. Also find him on Twitter and Facebook. Rock packs, $40 on the Realm of Collectors website.
Rockbox.
Rockbox pack, whatever. $40. Make sure you get your size locked in. Don't want to be left out on this one. I think you're gonna regret it if you do. You can find some.
Yeah, you're always gonna get those guys like, I should have fucking pre-ordered. I'm wearing a size large and I'm small.
Or I'm wearing a size large and I'm 3X.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what should be worse.
Like a fucking sausage.
That's right. You can find the Realm of Collectors on Facebook. Our group is simply Realm of Collectors. Instagram at Realm of Collectors. And our website, once again, is realmofcollectors.com. Give this video a thumbs up.
Thumb it up.
Subscribe if you're not subbed. Share this video. If you listen to us on audio, we are available on iTunes and through all of your normal podcast pushing services for your Android. So find us on there and give us a 5-star review, because that's what all the cool kids are doing. Hang out tomorrow night, and it's figure banging week, I do believe.
Yeah.
All available on this channel. So make sure you we got you 3 nights in a row of entertainment. So thanks for being here tonight. We have a unbroadcasted hangout after this if you want to come kick it for a little bit.
Yeah, I'll throw a link out there or hit me up. Whatever.
There'll be a link or hit up.
I don't know how long I'm going to be in there, but hit me up.
Yeah, somebody will be in there.
Yeah, I know. Somebody's going to be in there.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for joining us tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you were here with us. We appreciate that. So talk about bullshit for 20 minutes. Because I can't have a clean exit.
Anybody got anything?
No.
Dude. This site that I pre-ordered some stuff at, I'm about to fucking raise all holy hell.
Why?
What site is it?
The shit's come in, and now it's saying it's out of stock, and I haven't gotten any notifications from it.
Is this for 40K stuff?
Nope.
BBTS?
Nope. This is somebody who was absent from the NJCC show. That's why I asked if they were there.
Oh, Spark Toys.
Yeah, no, well...
Mm, that's, yeah. That's, uh-huh. Oh, damn. All right, I'll hit the button.